Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational fact to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Lou, and I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum. Welcome to the remix. I wanted to check in and see how the sound is coming in, and make sure you guys can hear me loud and clear. So, let's see. All right. Hear me? How's that? I'll do it. Welcome to Remixed, everyone.
I don't know if that.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Okay.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational fact to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Welcome, welcome. I want to say peace and greetings and welcome to everyone out there. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. It is Sunday night. It is September the 8th, 2013, and of course you know what time it is. It is time for the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening in. And no matter where in the world you're listening from, I want to welcome you and thank you so much for joining us here live in the forum tonight. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. I'm going to be here tonight. And also our other remix host, Esther, is also going to be joining me here live in the forum tonight. So we are both here and we both want to tell you guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. Greetings, Esther. How are you?
How wonderful. Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Remix family.
Welcome, you guys. Tonight we're going to be talking about the soul grids of crystal vibration, and we're very excited to bring this share to you this evening. I want to give out the call-in number for all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you may be listening from, and just to kind of welcome you so you can come on over. You can listen by, via phone. You can do that, and you can also Skype in if you're an international caller. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked into the remix and get you on the phone line where many of you are already. If you're an international listener and you're out there listening and you want to call in, you can dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you in. You can also Skype in, and hopefully your Skype works so much better than my Skype. Hello. Like, I really need to find a new way of doing this thing called life. You know, I have all of this equipment over here, and basically a lot of it, due to what we're going to be talking about tonight, a lot of frequencies and vibration and the energy. I mean, Apple is pretty much threatening me, like they don't want to give me another phone because the vibrational frequency has, like, burnt out about 4 or 5 Apple phones that I've had. Right. So I know that my energy carries a lot. We've talked about it on the show. And sometimes my energy gets so hyped, Esther's energy gets so hyped, and we'll be on the phone, and next thing you know, that
yeah.
All communication goes down. So, and it's happened, you know, when we spoke to a lot of you guys as well, too. So I'm going to try to kind of keep my energy down a little bit here. And Esther, you try to keep your, we're going to try to make through this whole show.
All right.
We got to try to make it through this whole show, but it's a lot to get excited about, and I'm certainly excited about being here tonight and being with you guys. First, I want to do a little bit of reflecting and some feedback on this amazing weekend that we've had as the Remix family. And the number one thing is this. Saturday, we had the self-invested class. Oh, my goodness. Let's Talk Numbers Part 2 with Brother Bilal. Yeah, Magellan, man, it was going down. Magellan, our official totem for the remix, Magellan, and Patches over there.
Yeah.
It's Patches and Magellan, our official totem for the remix, just really expressing how powerful that share was with Brother Bilal, and it was actually a part two. And it was so much dealing with master numbers, being able to look at them and look at it in all sorts of ways in your life, exercises that you can take away and do. Once again, I cannot stress enough, over 200 of you are self-invested. And I just want to put that call out to the rest of you. Get self-invested. We got some powerful brothers and sisters coming to the platform doing some amazing things. Becoming self-invested. If you want to find out more about the self-invested workshop, then email question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. If you have the Remix, I'm almost shaken to say this. If you have the Remix app, I got a bigger surprise for you guys. I don't know if I'm going to let it out tonight. But if you have the Remix app, which is on the Android market, just go there, download, share your energy with me, and in the taglines, just put, you want to find out about being self-invested, and we'll send you back all the details. You can become self-invested for yourself, the children, your family, you know, everybody can become self-invested. And so as we speak, people are becoming self-invested. So welcome. So that was our self-invested class. I want to talk, Esther, right now about who we have coming up next in self-invested. Are you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please, or better yet, bell, please. we have this Sister Rainwater, the goddess Rainwater that does the amazing custom jewelry, the magical jewelry. She has raindrops over on Facebook. And she does all things magical, all things spiritual. Badass sister. She's designed some clothes. She's working in New York Fashion Week this week with all of her crystals and all of her magic and all of her clothes and everything that she does. And she's going to be teaching the class coming up soon in Self-Invested. I want to put this out there early. She's not actually going to be coming up this week, but she will be coming up the following week in Self-Invested because guess what? We're going to be working with candle magic, and Rain is so excited about this. Me and her talked, and we was just like, woof, you can imagine that conversation, talking about candle magic and really how to dress your candles, how to do your candles, how to set them up, how to begin to use your candles for all of your magical needs, to increase your prosperity, to increase your health, how to do all kinds of things with herbs and oils and crystals and candles, all of that. And she's going to take you through step by step. There's actually going to be a sheet that gets sent out to you earlier, just going to tell you what to kind of bring with your magical toolbox, because we're going to be doing all kinds of things, all kinds of things. And we're going to be doing that with candle magic. So I'm excited. It's going to be a part of a magical series that she's going to be doing in Self-Invested. So how cool is that? Want to talk about that. Ah, and then let's go back to Friday night show. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Friday night show was amazing. And Esther, I'm going to let you share some thoughts on this as well. We were blessed by the presence of Cijo, Cijo Steve Muhammad, who came on the show. Powerful. He was friends with Bruce Lee. He told us his stories about working with Wesley Snipes and being sort of a bodyguard, as I call it, to the minister Louis Farrakhan, just his amazing life, his amazing family. We talked about his dreams. We talked about the spiritual side of doing his work and how he's been in his path and on his journey for 61 years. And we truly, truly had the presence, the opportunity of being in the presence of a divine elder, a divine spiritual elder that had so much wisdom and light that he brought with so much gentleness. But don't be fooled, because that brother is a killer. That's a killer. He was talking
That's what I was saying.
Killer.
He's so peaceful and gentle, but you know that he could kill you probably in a thousand different ways. But I was just amazed at how very just you know, soft-spoken and in a good way, you know, that he was. That I was really amazed at that. But a very powerful share, and just a very humble spirit as well, knowing that he's worked with all of these great, you know, masters and teachers. And he was just very down to earth, and really you could just tell about his work, you know, really on his path and doing what he was sent here to do.
Yes, so powerful, so deep. Truly, truly one of our brothers who has stepped into the golden circle and really has done a complete circle in his life with all of his work and still so much he wants to do, and working with the children and the babies and really instilling these seeds of wisdom, of light into them in such a powerful way. And so shouts out to Sister Sandra again for making that connection and sharing, helping us share Cijo with the world. If you guys didn't hear that share, I would strongly encourage you to go back and download that show. It's amazing. I definitely have invited him to come back. I mean, my goodness, we didn't even scratch the surface when it came to getting into his work. 61 years? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Wow. That was amazing. My heart still pumps for that. So our very own Cijo. I love it. I love it. So that's what we did on Friday night. And so tonight we're going to be talking about soul grids and crystal vibrations. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff, you guys. I want to encourage you. I did do a vision quest. Yes, I did. I kind of, you know, wanted to do a spirit vision quest, wasn't sure about it. And Esther was like, you going to do a quest? You going to do a spirit quest? I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I got to find the right song, you know, got to kind of get in the energy. But I did do it, so it is here. And so we'll be doing that tonight as well. Of course, we're going to get up and dance. We're going to give some... Ooh, why did I almost curse? We're going to dance. We're going to get up. And I'm going to give some international shots out. Oh, my goodness. We're going to give some international shots out, because it's always great to have our international family in the house. Just loving you guys, loving your energy, and just being close. and having you here. And so international shout out, and we're going to be talking about some of these international countries tonight. I know y'all want to hear me curse. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Shame. Too shame on y'all for wanting to hear that. But international shout out going to our brothers and sisters from all over the world. We have the UK in the house, Canada in the house, Amsterdam's in the house, the Netherlands is in the house, we have Japan in the house, China's in the house, we have India in the house. We also have Australia is listening live, Barbados, Trinidad, Jamaica. We also have Saudi Arabia listening live. Egypt is listening live. We also... Y'all are a mess. We also have Romania listening live in tonight. And did I say Switzerland already? I don't know if I did. Switzerland mm-hmm. is listening live. And many, many other countries. I definitely will see and hear from all of you guys out there listening. I get your emails every week, and I know sometimes it's a task to maybe call in. If you don't have that access, and depending on what kind of the world it is on the continent you're in, parts of South Africa is listening in tonight. Welcome here from South Africa listening in. We also have Senegal listening in tonight. And things that make you go, You know, I was just speaking with the sister who is one of the founders of the Chakra Tea Dr. Tisa, and just speaking with her last week, and she was in Senegal. And so we're actually going to be doing some work in Senegal tonight, too, so that's going to be really, really cool. And just welcome everybody here to the forum tonight, listening in, and all of us who are in the West, who's in Canada, who's also here in the U.S. and all of the surrounding states, because we're going to cover California, Arizona. We're going to talk about New York. And we're also going to be touching
Caribbean
on
the Caribbean islands.
The Caribbean islands tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going to Mecca tonight and Senegal. So we're going to be doing lots of work around the globe tonight, talking about the soul grid and crystal vibration. I'm excited. I hope you are. Glad you're here. Love that you're here and love that you're sharing. So I think it's a perfect time for us to get ready to dance. What do you think, Esther?
Yes, let's dance. Let's get ready to move around.
Yeah, so we're going to listen to some Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Gosh, every time I think about that, if nothing else moves you, boy, life will move your ass for sure. You know, life will move your ass for sure. So the goal is, and for those of you old timers that's been riding with the remix for a long time, you know what that sentence means when I say, if nothing else moves you, life will. The goal is to move yourself and not be forced into a vibration or a frequency that moves your ass in a direction you don't want to go. So if nothing else moves you, life will. Life will. All right, so. We're going to get ready. This is one of those songs that you're going to want to dance to. You're going to want to, you know, kind of pat your feet and tap your feet and stomp your feet a little bit. You're going to kind of want to kind of get into that kind of you're going to get into that kind of rhythm with it. It's one of my favorite songs. I heard it. It really spoke to the essence of my spirit. It has a good vibration, and tonight is all about those good vibrations. But, yeah, it had a very ancient feel to it. So, so we're going to listen to this. I'm curious to see, Esther, who in the Remix family knows this song. I'm curious to see. I know you guys. They know good vibration. So I'm curious to see who knows this. So... here we go. Get yourself up and move your booty around.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden. Nobody out there, but a soul can now bathe in the sunlight. don't mind if rain falls. Take me outside, sit in the green garden.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Fly on the wings of a butterfly, high as a treetop, down again. Putting my bag down, taking my shoes off, walking the carpet, a green velvet.
About that vibe right there. Actually, Holly Mar got it. She said she had to look for it, which is good because sometimes in life we have to look for those things we want. It's called research. And yes, and so the name of it is Laura, and her last name is pronounced, let's see, I don't want to butcher that, but it's spelled M-V-U-L-A, Maval. Laura Maval. That sister girl got some bad jams. Yes, she does, Magellan. Some bad jams. She got some bad jams. She has another one that I love called She, and really, really love that. That's a great one. All right, everyone. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I'm your host, Miss Blue, and
Esther. Hey, everybody.
Joining you guys here live, the Soul Grids of Crystal Vibration. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the inspiration of the show, because you guys know that's primarily how we work here on the remix. It's based off of inspiration. And first, I want to tell you guys, you know how close I am to crystals, how I love crystals. We all love crystals. We've done several crystal shows on here. And, you know, for the last couple of years, really a lot of energy has been going on with crystals. A lot of different changes, I will say, with crystals. And I kind of talked about them here and there on some of the crystal shows. And about some of the downloads and information that has been coming in about what's been going on with crystals. And then the other thing is just about the ley lines. Like I told you guys, like the earth frequency is attuning itself to a whole nother level. Like it's attuning itself all, you know, just all over the place. That was it. That was one of the things. And then, you know, recently, Esther, let's all say happy birthday, Esther. Happy birthday, Esther. Happy birthday,
thank
Esther.
Thank you.
Even though we gave you a birthday celebration on your birthday, which was actually at the end of last month, we're going to tell you happy birthday again. You know, Esther just recently took a trip, which you guys will be learning about if you don't already know. And I was so excited when I heard where she was going. I was like, oh, I want you to pick me up this. I want you to get this. I want you to get this. And we were just kind of going back and forth and got really, really excited about it. And, you know, as synchronicities and different signs have come up, so much information has just been filtering in when it comes to sort of these soul grids that are out there. And crystals and the vibration, because they kind of go together. They really, really kind of go together. So let's talk about that. Let's first start to talk about what is a soul grid. I think this is important for us to examine as we get ready to get into the share this evening and talk about what a soul grid is. I'll also be doing a funky feng shui show so I could tell you guys how to use this information of the soul grids and also the crystals inside of your own sacred spaces. So we're going to be visiting a lot of sacred spaces tonight, but we're going to be talking about this just kind of on a universal level here. So we're going to talk about a soul grid. And what is a grid? Let's first start out talking about a grid, and I'll tell you guys kind of how I see a grid and what that is. You know, grids is a network. It's a network, kind of like we all network, you know. Some of us may be in networks on using social media, using things like Facebook. We may network in our personal life and in our jobs. So grids are networks. They're perpendicular lines. So in other words, they're a system coordinates. So they access different information through a network. You understand? So if you have a network of friends, that means that there is a place where all of you guys come together and all of you connect. That is what a network is. Another thing when we start to think about what a grid is and looking at a grid is a metallic framework that what it does is it employs batteries and it's a conductor for energy. So the other thing that grids do is it holds and it supports current. So when we start to think about current, and I'll ask you, Esther, when you think about current, what are some of the first thoughts that come to mind when you think about current?
Always flowing either way, up or down,
mm-hmm.
east or west,
mm-hmm.
Can be strong
mm-hmm.
or weak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so the other thing that when you think about current, what is something that we also associate that is in this physical world, this time-space world, with current? What is that?
Water.
Water is also connected with current. Something else tangible that we use?
Money.
Money.
Currency.
Currency. There you go. So when we start to talk about, yeah, I thought I'd get everybody's attention with that. So when we start to talk about these grids and these ley lines and we start to talk about electricity and we talk about this current, this is what grids do. They support the flow of electricity and current. Which is also our currency. which is also our money. So if you want to think about it, if I were to ask the question to the whole Remix family, who on the planet, as far as countries are concerned, who has the most current flowing around them? Who would we say? What country would we say? Who would y'all say?
Wow.
Who would y'all say? Let's look in the chat.
You got China, original Titan is China.
Yeah, that definitely is one of the top places of where current is flowing. I want to take you back in the other place, the other continent place it's going to be, which is all kind of connected there, is also Africa. China,
yeah.
And Africa has some strong current flowing through it. So anytime we start to think about where these grids are, where these powerful grids are, and where they begin to understand and use the science of these grids, it's places like China and Africa. Let's take a look at China. Let's just kind of look at China, Japan, that whole little quad over there. Let's take a look at that. You know, one of the things in their principles is also feng shui, right? Feng shui is really about the understanding of current. It's about the understanding of grids. So I want you guys to be thinking in that term. I related it to something that we all can relate to, currency, money. They understand how to tap into these grids for their health, for their wealth, for their growth, for their evolution. They know how to tap into these frequencies and these currencies. Well, here's something. I remember a while back we did a show, and I shared with you guys that there was a channel that I got that another level of the Akashic Records had opened up. Y'all remember that show we did a while back?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was last year, the year before. Well, what has been happening, I will say personally, I know for the last 4 years or for the last definitely probably longer than that, but mainly for the last 4 years, energy coming in very strong for the last 2 years, there's another level of this, grids of these grids beginning to open themselves up more and more and more. I've been telling you guys about all of your crystals and your crystals are attuning themselves to different frequencies. You're also going to know about all the crystals that are inside of you and how they're attuning themselves to different frequencies too, because the planet is attuning themselves, and so now you're attuning yourself to the same thing. All of these things are based off of these grids, and they're based off of the connection with these crystals. Okay, so now that we understand that, we understand what a grid is, let's talk about your soul. And I want us to look at the soul really from maybe a different angle tonight as we talk about the soul grid, so you can understand exactly where I'm coming from with this, and I can try to make myself clear in the midst of my psycho sexy kind of being cool with this crazy kind of way. But the soul has many different aspects of that. And this is kind of how our ancient ancestors out of ancient Kemet understood the process of the soul. So when we start to talk about the different aspects of the soul, there's science of understanding this. It was a science, and it also had to do with the psychology or the psyche of it, which is the spirit of it. It was about the collective consciousness when they began to process and to understand this from a soul level. So this is why when we talk about with no soul, there is no consciousness, you see? There is no consciousness if you have no soul, if you have no soul. And, yes, you can walk around without a soul. We know that if there is not. And one of the things that is very, very unique about the soul is that it is constant here in this life, and it's also constant in the afterlife. This is how our ancient ancestors understood the soul. It's constant. It doesn't change. Your soul doesn't do something different in the afterlife that it's doing here in this life. It's absolutely nothing. So we're going to look at the different aspects of the soul, the eight immortal components or aspects of the soul. And then if we talk about the body, that's also going to be the completion of it, and that's going to be nine components that we're going to look at. So the first one, and this is something that many of us know, a lot of this when it comes to the comedic sciences, you guys know Siva Huru, who was just recently in Self-Invested and also recently here on The Remix, a scribe of 25 years plus, and continuing his path, is a lot who I really kind of sit with his tutelages and really work with him in a lot of his classes and things that he does, Siva Huru, who carries that knowledge. Now, let's just talk about the Ka. We know the Ka to be the spirit. We understand the Ka as being the spirit, the Ba as being the soul, the Kehet, which is the shadow. You understand? Many of you have talked to me in readings, in sessions, and you said things to me like you've seen shadows. Like all of a sudden out the side of your eye, you'll see a flash of light or a reflection. You'll see a shadow walk past you. A lot of times you'll see that. You know, when I was a young kid, you know, a lot of times they would say, if you ever go to the cemetery and you see your shadow, well, you know what the hell that meant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, yep. This all comes by the kahibit, when we start to talk about the shadow. But I want you to begin to look at this really as not something outside of yourself. Remember, this is all a part of you. These are different aspects and many different variations of your soul, vibrations of your soul. And you can see that reflection from yourself and from many things. While being in this human body, and by the way, I love humans. I do. I love them. Very fascinating, studying humans. The shadow, you see these flashes. Sometimes you see these flashes, and I know a lot of you have. The flashes are reflections of your moves. When you're out in the sun, and that sun catches you, and you see your shadow, I want you to start thinking about angles, because we're going to be talking about all of these different things. What angle are you living in when you've seen your shadow? When was the last time you've seen your shadow? And what angle did your shadow show you?
Mm.
Was your shadow to the left or was your shadow to the right? Was your shadow in front of you or was your shadow behind you? You know?
Yeah.
Think about it. How did the sunlight hit you? You see? Light, what it does is it is the clean state. The light is the clean state, and the dark, the shadow part, is where all the activities lie. That's why a lot of times, I don't know if you guys know about the Jabberwockies. Do y'all know the Jabberwockies?
The Jabberwockies, yeah.
Do y'all know what the Jabberwockies is? Y'all know about it? Well, I really love the Jabberwockies because they're actually premiering themselves in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And they are dancers, the Jabberwockies. And they dress up in the chakra colors. These are some amazing brothers, young brothers, from the East and from Africa, some amazing brothers that dance with the Jabberwockies. But there is a routine that they do in Las Vegas. And there's a part of it where his shadow, one of the Jabberwockies, there's another one that is imitating his shadow. And the shadow is doing the activity while he's actually in the light state. He's asleep. But his shadow gets up and is doing all of these different movements, and he's encountered by other spirits, and all kinds of things is happening to him. So the dark is where the activity is really going on. I say that so you guys can really get a visual and understand about the light being the clean state and the dark being where the activity is. So out of darkness comes light. It's about, we use that terminology, and sometimes we use it in a bad kind of threatening way. Or you know how people say, what's in the dark, girl? Don't come to the light. You know, this
yes.
kind of stuff. You know, all kinds of ways that we can use that. But I want you to think about that, like all of the work. A lot of times we do so many things behind the scenes. I know Esther can tell you, myself as well, even doing the remix, it's so much shit that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
That when we get to this point that we're right here live, vibration, live, coming to you in high frequency, it is so much work, hours of work, just to get to this particular point. And even like Brother Bilal spoke about on the show recently, and then there's legions of people behind us that helped us get here just to be able to converse with you and to share this light, to share this information. So know that out of darkness is supposed to come light. You understand it's supposed to come that. So that's the other aspect to take a look at. The next one is the Sahu. Now, the Sahu, or some would say the spiritual body, that's the enlightened self. This is the enlightened part of you. You know, when looking at the Perten Heru and taking a look at that, at the bulge edition of the Perten Heru, there is a phrase in there where they translated the Meter Netter, and it goes something like this, if my memory can serve me right. I exist, I live, I germinate, and it talks about that. I live by the sun. I live by the commands of Ray, of the god Ra. I live by the light. You get it? So all of this is a reflection of your Sahu, your enlightened self, your spiritual body, you know? It's kind of like jumping up inside of you saying, hey, everybody, I'm alive. You know, that's your enlightened self when we start to look at that. So now, next, we're going to talk about the Sekhem. The Sekhem is the life force energy. It is the power that is behind the spirit. The power behind the spirit, and our ancestors understood that. So it's not enough to just recognize that you are a spirit, but also recognize your Sekhem, the power that is behind your spirit, because there is power there, there's energy there, there's force there, there's light there. So next we're going to talk about the Ab, which is the heart. And this is a place, good, evil, and the intellect is there. The intelligence is there. So oftentimes, one of the things that I will tell you is that true hearing does not come in through the ears and the mind, but it comes in through the heart. And our ancestors in ancient Kemet understood this. This is why they threw away the brain. The heart is what they kept. The seat of power, of life, the essence, the natural essence of who you are lives in there. All that is good for you. All that is evil within you. And all that is a part of your intellect is in your heart. It's in your heart. So next, we're going to talk about the Ren. Not everybody know what the Ren is. Do we know what the Ren is? Y'all know what the Ren is? Esther, you still with me? Yeah, you still with me.
I'm right here. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yes, we all know what the Ren is. The Ren, the name, some call it the secret name, the word of power, of life. It can be used within life. It can be used within your dreams. And it also can be used in the afterlife. In the afterlife. I want you to understand that. In the afterlife. Then next, we're going to talk about the Kahu. Okay? This is the identifier. The Kahu. The Kaku. Kaku is the identifier. What this does is it actually helps a deceased human recognize themselves in the afterlife. Not only just in the afterlife, but also when you have become what we know here as dead. And sometimes that death is not a physical death. The kahu, the identifier, can be used when you get to a point in your life and you don't know where to move forward, you don't know how to recognize yourself. You need to understand what your kahu is, because it's going to help you to identify yourself. Because sometimes in life we have circumstances, we have things that happen to us, things that happen around us, so many things that are going on, and so many of us on the planet are dealing with so many things that we suddenly forgot who we are. We can't recognize ourselves because of maybe the pain, because of maybe the things that you're going through, the situation that you're in. The identifier is important, not only in this life, but in the afterlife. So I wanted to kind of put that out there. And all of this information you guys can find in the Pertin Heru. You can go to Sacred Text, and you can actually find that information. And it'll be there. You can look at Wallace Budge. I don't necessarily concur with everything he says, but a lot of that on my own path and journey, I've been able to decipher and be able to see where it fits in. I want you to understand that, because there are so many different vortexes that are opening up, so many different grids that are realigning and expanding themselves on the planet, and it's going to be able to encompass a lot of different facets of your energy. Talk about being quantum physics, or talk about you existing on many different planes. I want you to think about yourself spread out over 9 different existences, because you can exist that much, if not triple or double that. So to understand that, that's going to help us as we continue to move on today. So let's talk about the soul grid. We're going to put those two together, and we're going to understand what these two soul grids are. Your soul and these different grids have come together. There is a book, and I'm going to recommend that everybody get this book, particularly those of you who are interested in dealing with crystals, who love crystals, or just the time that we're in. It's an excellent reference. We'll be referencing some things from out of this tonight as well. And it's called Crystals and Sacred Sites. It's by Judy Hall. It's one of her new books. I was really excited to know that she came out with this book. It was my thoughts that I had, and she put it in a book. How fucking amazing is that shit? So I really think that this was great. A lot of things that I've spoke about in the past, she actually has a new book out, and it just came out this month, that she'd been working on too. So I know many, like myself, many of you have also gotten these channels as well too, which is also a beautiful thing. So tonight we're going to be talking about soul grids, okay, of crystal vibration. So now we understand what a grid is, and we also understand what a soul is. We understand the different aspects of the soul, to include the body, which also encompasses that. See, our ancestors understood all of these. Soul plus the grid, that is the spirit, that's the essence, that's the core, that's the heart. Remember, soul, also S-O-L equals sun, also as in solar system. So we're really talking about a solar system grid that we're connecting with, or being able to connect ourselves with on many different levels. So these different grids, as they begin to align themselves all across the planet, we're going to just stay with our planet at this particular time. What it's doing is attuning your different bodies, the different aspects of your soul. You can find these in being attuned at many different levels across these different grids. So next, what we're going to be talking about is that, well, let me say this. Let me go into what a crystal is first, so we can cover everything in the title and we can move forward and start to get into this. So let's talk about a crystal and what a crystal is. A crystal is made up of minerals and atoms and different molecules And they're formed in sort of this universal, this uniform, pattern. So it's about movement to movement. It's a building code. That's what crystals are. A crystal is a building code. Many of you who have lived in different apartment complexes, maybe duplexes, or you've worked in an office building, there is something by law that they must have posted in the lobby, and that is to understand that they have been inspected and it has been checked. The building code has been checked.
Yep.
So I want you guys to understand about how important the building code is. The building code is inside of the crystal. That's what a crystal is. A crystal is a communication. It's a code word for the letter U. So when you think about crystal, it is communicating to you. That's what it means. A crystal, most crystals that we're able to see with our eyes, has trillions upon millions of different frequencies, vibrations, energies that's moving through it. One of the other interesting things about crystals is that sometimes a crystal can be formed in a matter of minutes, and crystals can also take thousands of years to form. So there's really no timeline. You can make a crystal in a matter of minutes. I'm going to tell you guys some ways you make crystals. And then some crystals take thousands of years to come together to form. Let's talk about one particular crystal that we're all familiar with, and that's a grain of salt. That's a crystal. It's one of the most simpler crystals on the planet, but it is a crystal. It's made out of two atoms, sodium and chlorine. Sodium and chlorine. Now, this sodium and chlorine that makes up this salt is a crystal. That's a crystal. It's a very high-frequency crystal, and those components are in every single crystal.
Yep.
Let's talk about how we are connected with crystals. The human body, us as humans, we have crystals in us. We have magnetite, which is formed inside of the brain. Scientists have found this same crystal, magnetite. They found this crystal on the planet, and they've also found it inside of the human brain. Calcite crystals. Calcite crystals are also found, check this out, inside of a sac inside the human body. Calcite crystals are found in the membrane of the inner ear. I talked about this some years ago.
Yep.
We also have another crystal. This is one of the crystals that doesn't take thousands of years like magnetite. That takes a long time to form that crystal inside the brain. And just about every single one of us on the planet, not all of us, but most of us who have reincarnated back here and have reincarnated at least 100 times, you have a high level of magnetite inside of your brain. Because you have reincarnated so many times. The other crystal that we can form, sometimes in a matter of minutes, and there was a story about this, about a Lebanese girl not too long ago that happened, is crystal coming through our tears.
Yeah,
so your eyes form
crystals.
Crystal.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So she was crying and crying. You know, they went back and they said this was a hoax. It's one of the greatest hoaxes there ever was. But why did people even believe that this girl could cry crystals?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is possible to cry crystals. Your eyes do form crystals, sodium and chlorine, which is also salt crystals. That come out of your eyes. They come out of your eyes. So these crystals can be formed. When I was a little girl, a real little girl, I used to have this problem. I think I told you guys this after I had this dream and my grandmother came to me and told me to come with her and my mother told me to never go with her. Long story short, my eyes would not stop making tears. So I would have these pockets build up in my eyes of crystals. I had to have surgery in there. Surgery in my eyes. To stop the tears from coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for almost about 2.5-3 years because initially they didn't want to do surgery. It's a very tedious surgery, a very dangerous surgery that could also leave you blind. When I was speaking to one of my spiritual teachers and talking with him about this, he told me those tears were all of your past lives, all of those past lives coming online for you at that moment. All of those crystal, all of that information. And what I've come to know and understand about crystal is that these crystals, they hold communication. It's not just a rock. It's not just the frequency, but they literally hold communication. They hold communication. So this is what crystals are. And it takes sometimes a long time for these crystals to form. Let's talk about diamonds, because that's where our mind is going to go next. Now, the difference when we start to talk about crystals and diamonds without getting too scientific, not because y'all can't handle it, because we would never get done, and it's a long process.
Yes.
We would never get to the show. So let's talk about diamonds. Diamonds, one of the other things that is so unique about diamonds and those of us who are melanated people on the planet in this carnation, we have something in common, and that is carbon. Because diamonds are made out of carbon, melanin. It has the carbon atoms in it. Diamonds come from deep, just go down in the earth, where everything is sitting on top of it. And all of that pressure, what it does is it causes the carbon atoms to form together into tiny diamond crystals. When enough carbon comes together, that's when you get the diamond, which is covered by the coal. All of that, you see. You get a diamond, and you can see it, because it's also called dark matter. See, our cosmic carbon is made out of the same components. So when scientists are talking about all of this dark matter that's out there and how dark matter is growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, and they don't know. Every year it seems like they're discovering more dark matter. And they get scared because they like, whoo, we're looking for the God particle. What the hell? Dark matter.
Right. Seems like everything they find now is dark matter. So.
Yeah, dark matter. What the hell is happening? You know? That is cosmic carbon. But let me also tell you what it is in a nutshell, too, so you can get a greater understanding of what it is. That is soul grids forming. So what does that mean? That means that those who have not reincarnated but left the planet, that is not, this is how you know people are not reincarnating themselves back here. A lot of people are getting their lessons and moving on because dark matter is growing. That's what it is. That is the essence, the remnants of what we understand, the eight components or the eight aspects of the soul. So the more dark matter they find, that means the less people who are reincarnating back. there was a message that was put up in the remix. I love Facebook, and I love the Remix Radio page and the Remix Family page, because you guys find some good shit, some good Know Your Magic shit to put up. And there was an article a few weeks back that I had seen, and someone had posted it up, about where these monks were ordered. They were ordered by the government. And they made their asses take an oath to say that they promised they wouldn't reincarnate their ass and come back here again. Now, you know, that's deep.
Yeah, that's real deep.
That's
yeah.
real deep.
By the government.
When the government is saying, check this
don't bring
out.
Your ass back.
I need you to make me a promise, okay? Here's the promise I want you to make me. Don't bring your ass back here again.
Yeah.
don't bring your ass back. Don't come back to this planet. Find somewhere else to go and do all that shit you're doing. Don't do it, okay? Don't do it. Not here. So when you hear these scientific terms, I want you to be able to connect them with yourself and to understand that this is why we're getting more and more dark matter, because people are not reincarnating themselves back here. And so that essence is really that dark matter that's out there. That's out there. That is out there. So we understand now what a crystal is, which is cool. You know, we understand about a crystal. So some crystals take a few minutes. Some crystals take thousands of years to form. And we have crystals in our bodies. There's crystals all over the planet. In fact, everything on this planet is run by one big crystal that's in the core of it. Now, when we start to look at the Earth's surface, and to see how the crystals are showing up. One of the other ways that crystals are showing up, and it's happening more and more and more, is the crop circles. The crop circles use the same crystal consciousness. The same consciousness that is formed into the crystal, crop circles, it's the same thing. They use the same crystal consciousness. So that is a way for the crystals to show up on the planet. Now, one of the things that I want you also to understand about that is that what is happening is that inside of these crystals, and I want you guys to stay with me, inside of these crystals is what is called oversouls. Oversouls. That's one of the terms that's used. It's called oversouls. So the essence of these oversouls is inside of these grids. There are soul grids that travel together. Just like we have soul groups, there are soul grids. And when you tap into these different energies of these soul grids, then you can align them with a lot of the consciousness that resides inside of crystals, which are called crystal oversouls. So these crystal oversouls are different entities that live inside of the crystal. Now, follow me here. In ancient times, all of the mystics and all of the priests and priestesses, all of whoever you want to call them, they understood this. They knew what these crystals were. This is why you would go into these buildings, and you can even go into them, and you would see these huge medallions all over the place. Because they knew that to be able to channel that energy of the grid and to connect with these soul grids, they would do it through these crystal formations. It's a way of communicating. It's a way of expressing the vibration. It's a way of bringing this energy in. It is a way to communicate to your higher self. So, all that is happening on the planet at this time is that these soul grids have grown very large. So it contains ancient information. It also has present-day information, souls in there. It also exists with future souls. So when you're tapping into these different grids, be soul grids, all kinds of stuff in there. And tonight during the spirit quest, you're going to connect with your soul grid. And you're going to be able to get your crystal and bring some information back. How cool is that? We're going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to really be doing that. So I want you guys to really, really just kind of get understanding with the soul grids and how they're opening up even more than ever before. So the essence of your soul, all that has come in contact with our planet, with our solar system, all of this has tapped into these soul grid frequencies. And the soul grid is a major, major way for you to attune yourself. And this attunement has been going on for quite a time. You know, like I said, I can think back to almost 4 years of things that I wrote down and how this has been coming into play for me. But it's been a very, very long time. So powerful energy that's here. It is a completely different way when we start to think about our crystals and we start to think about working with crystals and the energy of crystals and understanding these crystals. I also want to tell you guys of how this energy is connected with the Akashic Records, and then we're going to get ready to do the spirit quest, is that a lot of times when I'm doing Akashic Record readings, I try to stay on the planet Earth. And that's true. I've told many of you. Some of you want to know about other planets and other worlds you've been from and what does your record say there. Mm-hmm. I could take you there, but I think it's really good that we begin to work on Earth plane. I do.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I'm in your records, I can see all kinds of things. And some of you have been crystals before. Some of you have been rocks before. Some of you have been trees before. Some of you have been animals and snakes before. You've been all kinds of things. Some of you have even been things like a fire hydrant, a stoplight, all of these things. Because everything here is a frequency. It is a vibration. This is not new. This is not new, absolutely new at all. I remember when I did a reading for a brother, and he was having such a hard time moving forward. He didn't know. It was like, oh, no, he was scared to take a step and all of this. And I said to myself, damn it, I see this big-ass rock, big-ass red rock. I kept saying, what the hell is this? I was like,
yeah.
What the hell? And I said, okay, your ass was a rock in the past life. I didn't tell him. You know, we just work through it. And this way you can't move forward on some shit. You stuck. This is where the stone people come in from.
Mm.
It was someone who tapped into the records. They understood that they really were stone people.
Wow, yeah.
You can talk to rocks. You can
yep.
talk to trees. You can talk to all of that. You can talk to it. Yeah, he was a damn rock. I said, boy, it's some serious lessons to be learned in this school called Earth. So, yeah, but, you know, one of the things that our ancestors understood is that for thousands of years, this is not new. They knew this, and they believed this for thousands and thousands of years ago. They believed that when you get a crystal, you're supposed to treat it with dignity and respect because they believed that they were reincarnated gods and goddesses.
Mm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. You know? The stones could communicate because stones are alive. They share the same unified consciousness and awareness that we share. When we start to talk about these different aspects of, the aspects of the soul and how our ancestors understood that, That is a collective consciousness. You understand? Crystals have a collective consciousness, too.
Yeah.
The soul grid and the crystal consciousness is two consciousness that you pull together and begin to see it, begin to tap into that energy. The crystal oversouls. So we're going to be connecting with the crystal oversouls, your own collective consciousness, and we're going to get ready to get into the meditation right now. I think it's a good time to do it. What do you think, Esther?
Yes, I think it's a great time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a really great time to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I caught a vision. Not a good one. but a real one. It's not a good one. I'm not going to lie. It made my heart stop beating when I see what's going on right now. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We gonna be all right. Yeah, Magellan. Yeah. I've seen it, Magellan. I've seen it. All right. So let's get ready to do the meditation. Get yourself in a comfortable position. And we're going to be going through the crystal mind. All right. So here we go.
Let's get ready to start our crystal journey. As we get ready to go into the mind, I want you to sit in a comfortable position, feet planted firmly on the ground, back nice and straight, and just relax, just relax. Just sit back and relax, you know, kind of think of it as a beautiful, beautiful midsummer day. You know, the wind is blowing and you know, the sun's about to go down and you can see the stars in the sky, but yet there's still some sunlight left out at the same time. And you can just feel the breeze as it just crosses over your body. So as you're sitting down, I want you to close your eyes and just relax. Focus on your breathing for a minute. That's it. Just focus on your breathing, and however comfortable that makes you feel, you're just breathing in and breathing out. That's it. Just getting your body into a very, very relaxed state of being. Now, we're going to get ready to go inside the crystal mind. Once we go inside, you're free to roam and take a look at anything that you want. You're going to be bringing back a crystal for yourself. And amongst bringing back a crystal, you're also going to see some pretty amazing things. It's a lot of energy inside this crystal mind, so just be prepared to get yourself nice and charged up as we take the journey. So here we go. All right? Just keep breathing and relaxing. Now, let's get ready to walk inside of the crystal mind. There you go. Now, as you come in, you will notice that there is a large open space, and you can see all the nooks and crannies and corridors that you can walk around inside the mind. Now, everyone has a little light that is sort of showing you the way. I want you to notice that up on the wall, you see these holograms as they begin to light themselves up in all of these bright, vivid colors and shapes. I want you to take a look at them. Look at all of these shapes as they float up and down the walls on side of the crystal mine. And some of these are cube shapes. Some of these are trigonal shapes, triclinic, orthorhombic shape, hexagonal in shape. You even see some of them that are monoclinic in shape, tectonal in shape. All of these shapes are there because these are the crystal shapes. These are the shapes that crystals come in. I want you to begin to look at all of these medallion holograms as they float all over in bright colors of blue and red and green and pink and yellow and orange, violet and indigo. There's some rainbow colors. There's all kinds of colors there. All types of crystals, even snowflake crystals all over the wall. That's it. When you find one of these crystal shapes that really just, it really just calls your attention and it's just lighting up so bright that you can see it, I want you to begin to walk towards it. That's it. Just, you know, nothing to be afraid of. Walk over towards it. That's it. Now, if you look closely, in the center of all of these holograms that you're looking at, there is a crystal. I want you to reach up with your right hand and I want you to pull the crystal out of the hologram. Yeah. Hold it in your hand. And now I want you to open it and look at it. And as you begin to gaze into the crystal, I want you to see your awareness opening up and feeling all of the oversoul energy coming into your being. It is surrounding you. You are now communicating with it. You can feel the energy as it begins to rise up inside of your spirit. And you're connecting with it and becoming one. Embrace it. Embrace it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Look at the crystal. Wonderful. Allow more than 5,000 years of collective crystal consciousness to emerge with your consciousness and become one. If there's anything that you need to know at this time, if there's anything that you desire, you will get the answer here. It's right here for you. Excellent. Excellent. Hold the crystal. Embrace it. Touch it. See how it feels in your hand to be holding it. Excellent. That's it. That's it. Allow all of the energy, all of the energy from the crystal to communicate with you. Just sit with it for a minute. You can hold it in both hands if you want to. And now, I want you to take it, and I want you to take the crystal, and I want you to sit it right on top of your head. That's it, right there. If you have a lot of hair, I want you to kind of part your hair to the side or part it in the middle, and I want you to sit the crystal right there. There you go. Now, allow all of this energy just to transcend itself all throughout the essence of your body. All of this energy is floating inside of you. And then I want you to turn to the wall and I want you to begin to stare at the medallion. Look at the shape of it. Look at it pulsate. Watch the colors as they begin to dance to the vibrational frequency of your soul grid. Yes. You're attuning yourself, you're aligning yourself with crystal consciousness as well as the collective consciousness that lives within you, within the essence of your ka and your ba. That's it. Excellent. Allow it all. That's it. And you can dance if you want to. You can move around if you want to. I'm certainly moving around. That's it. Feel the energy. Feel the energy of the crystal. Yes. Take it all in. Take it all in. So now, I want you to take the crystal from off of your head. And now, walk back over to the medallion wall. And I want you to find your medallion. And I want you to take the crystal. And I want you to put it back in the center. So that this knowledge, your knowledge, this wisdom this ancient wisdom of all of the collective consciousness, everyone who resides on the soul grid can also partake in this divine exchange of energy. That's it. Sit the crystal there. Sit it back in. Now, I want you to step back. Step back just a little bit. And I want you to watch now as that medallion begins to blow itself up even bigger, even bigger. Look at it now. Watch it spin. Watch it spin. This is the last part of the attunement. Watch it spin with the crystal in the center. Excellent. Excellent. Yes. Yes. Let's get ready to come back. So now, we're walking out of the crystal door. That's it. You're coming back. You can feel yourself inside of your body. You're settling back in. You're breathing in and out nice and slow. And you're holding on to all of this amazing oversoul consciousness that you just connected with. On the count of three, I want you to open your eyes, come back with more peace, more love, more enlightenment, more joy, more truth, more wisdom. One, two, three. All right.
Going to give everybody a chance to kind of come back. Just let us know if you're in chat. You can put a heart once you're back.
Yeah, that was nice. Right, rising.
Got a brother smiling real hard. Kylie Mar said, wow. Erica said, wow. A lot of people said they didn't want to come back. Oh, Cassidy said, I love it. Oh, wow. I'm glad you guys did. It was so refreshing for me, doing that. Definitely, we want to hear you guys' thoughts tingling up your head. Punk said she didn't want to come back. Oh, you guys can definitely download, so you can always go back there. It's definitely one of those where you can take yourself back to that point. It's an attunement, and so you should really feel how you were able to attune yourself with that energy, you know?
The disco lights, indeed.
Esther, you want to share some thoughts? How was it for you?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was definitely kind of like I was thinking, what video was that Michael Jackson did with the little squares lighting up? Because that was kind of how it was on the walls, the little squares.
Oh, yeah.
The little squares were lighting up in it. Very colorful. It felt really good. It almost felt like being in a, like a fairy tale land. It was so pretty. And the shape that I picked out was kind of like a rectangular, almost like a parallelogram type of shape. And it had different layers that were different colors. And the colors were kind of fluorescent, a pinkish, a kind of light blue, grayish. And they were kind of like blinking on and off with each other.
Yes.
And it was going all around in circles. It was really, really cool. I got a little lightheaded watching it spin, so I had to stop looking at it spinning. but it was good. It was a good feeling, not a bad feeling. It was a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. So when you went to take your crystal out and you were holding mm-hmm. it, what was that like? What was that for you like?
Holding it, so the crystal felt very cool when I picked mm-hmm. it up, put it in both of my hands, and it was still kind of like spinning in my hands, so I was trying to kind of hold it still because it was moving while I was holding it. I could feel how powerful it was. It was just very cool to the touch, but a good feeling. I could feel like the energy kind of vibrating from it and going into mm-hmm. my hands and then going into my body as well. But I could, it was almost like I was holding it, I don't know, I don't want to say from gravity, but I could feel the pull
yeah.
on it. So I was trying to like keep it in my hand without feeling like I was going to float away or something. But, you know, I was able to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then when you put it back into the wall?
That's when it started spinning really fast. I was like, I can't keep looking at this. I was getting lightheaded. When I put it back up there, it was going so fast. I was getting dizzy looking at it. It felt like the whole room was, like, moving,
mm-hmm.
like the whole, you know, mind was moving. So I was closing mm-hmm. my eyes watching it. I was like, okay, let me stop looking at that before I get sick, for real.
Oh.
But yeah, but not a bad feeling. It wasn't a bad, it was a lot, you know, it was just a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And did you put the crystal inside your hair, in your head?
I put it on top of my head. I put it on top where my bang was. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I could feel my whole head was getting kind of shaky.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I was getting the chill sensation kind of running through my body. Still very cool
mm-hmm.
sensations on my head and my body.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. And I see so many of you are going, yeah, me too, that happened. Yeah, me too. Yes, and that's beautiful because I spent half the day and half the night, well, half the day, setting that up in the cosmic world for you guys so you could go into
wow.
that sacred space. And so that's the reason I took you through it, because I wanted to see if, like, all of those things that existed in there, you know. And it was, mm-hmm. Holly Martha was so hot all over.
She was hot, yeah.
Very powerful. So I'm so glad that you guys enjoyed that. But all of the energy that you guys felt coming through your body was the attunement. That's you attuning yourself. So all kinds of things are going to start to happen. And I really want you guys to, whether you tweet it to me, whether you put it up on Facebook in the Remix Radio page, or you send it to me at Question for Blue, let me know how tomorrow goes, the next couple of hours go for you with this attunement. How is your sleep? What kind of dreams you're having? Because all of this was you attuning yourself. And know that you can go back and you can do it. The selection of the music that I selected was Drake.
Going home, yes.
So true to me, you know, at this point in my life, and that song just really spoke to my spirit, and just
mm-hmm.
even the words that he talked about, you know, doing things alone, you know, it's hard to do that. And, you know, when he says, you know, just hold on, we're going home, you know, like we're going to bring this thing together. We're going to come together with it. A beautiful, 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 all around. Yes,
yeah.
Griffin says, yes, it was a beautiful experience. Yes, we're going home.
So it makes sense. So everyone would have a different sensation based on the tuning that you personally needed.
Yeah.
Like Calamar was saying, hers was hot, mine was cool.
Yeah.
But everybody
that's
would
right.
have something different based on, yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's attuning you to your highest consciousness. And also, it's attuning you not only to your higher consciousness, but it's also attuning you to the crystal oversouls in the grids that have opened up on the planet. So all of these grids that have opened themselves up to the planet or anything that comes in contact with our cosmic energy or the planet, it's attuning to that. You know, I hear Chastity saying that her right foot was really cold, you know, going through that. And, You know, and then Original Titan says, you know, she wasn't hot or cold, but she can feel the full current going, you know. Erica's saying she felt the pressure in her ear, you know, because those crystals in your ear. And when we need to heighten our senses, when we need to attune those things, I know for me, immediately, once I got done doing the whole thing, tears just started to form. You know, it was just sort of that releasal for me, and tears just started to form. You know, it just started, my eyes just started to water, you know, as I was doing it. I was really, you know, taking myself through the experience and also being in the experience, you know, but I too was spinning around, you know.
Dizzy, just dizzy, lightheaded. I was like, oh.
And, you know, the whole room, and I could see all of the, you know, I could see all of the medallions. They were floating. They were flashing. They were, you know, growing big, and it was coming. And, you know, Ryzen said he felt so much love and passion. Wow. I want to hear from you guys. I think this is great. We still have more work to do, and we'll cover that, but if you want to share, we would love to hear what you experienced. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line, if you did the spirit quest, and share with me and ask the room to hear what you got on the phone line. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to kind of jump around here, you guys. Okay, so calling in from area code 518, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm calling from New York. I'm still trying to. I see. It felt cool when I grabbed my crystal, and it was like a not dark purple, but like a kind of violet with pink, and it was glistering. And when I touched it, I felt like you ever got shock? Well. Not really bad shock.
Yeah.
But if you touch the wall and you feel a little sparkle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kept feeling sparkles.
Oh.
I was thinking, like, I was shocked. And it was kind of, I didn't want to let go. And then I put it on my head and I kept trembling. But it wasn't, it was like electricity. I've never in my life felt anything like that. And then when I took it off my head and we came out of it, I seen all these little like sprinkles around the room. It was like little sprinkles.
Beautiful.
Little sprinkles. I don't know. I didn't want the sprinkles to stop. It was like little twinkles. I didn't want it to stop. But it was I really didn't think I could really go into it, but I don't know. That was something.
Oh,
really?
Beautiful, beautiful,
wow.
Linda. Thank you. Yeah, definitely, you know, keep a journal. You know, one of the things, you guys, it was a really perfect night to do this as well, too, because a part of these vortex opening up, a big part of it started opening up a couple of hours ago. You know, Venus and the Moon are making their show right now in the sky. And so that's a part of that vortex opening up. So and this is all about bringing those things online. You know, it's about tapping into that currency, that grid. So Linda, keep a journal, and everyone else out there, of everything that you've seen in there, how you felt, and just what happens the next couple of days going forward. And to do that, I'm also going to try to make that link available so that you guys can listen, but you can always go back and download the show if you ever feel you need this attunement again, because Spirit told me no matter when you listen to this, it could be now, 20 years from now, it still will attune you. It will. So,
wonderful.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you kidding me? Thank you. Well, I'm grateful. I'm still thinking. And that was wonderful. I needed that. Whatever it was.
Me too.
And I'm feeling that in spirit.
Beautiful.
I
want to
feel that one.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Tiff. How you doing, Blue and Esther?
Oh, greetings. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from New York. I did the I did it. And you know, I'm like trying to be able to just relax and open my third eye kind of at will. And so I wasn't sure what I would see or how much I'd see, how much I'd experience. But what really took things to the next level for me, clearly, physically, excuse me, is when I put the crystal on top of my head, you know. And I really liked that. That was cool. I want to go back and do it again so I can, you know, pay attention to more of the physical sensations and just, you know, everything, and then journal about it when I'm done. But I really wanted to say thank you, because that's an excellent meditation, and I love doing meditations in the earth. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. And yes, I would love to see even what happens, Tiffany, in the next couple of days with you, and just how you're feeling and how your energy is and everything. Because I see your aura just kind of swirling around there, and everything is just moving in a good direction. That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for that feedback, too.
Beautiful.
Good night.
Beautiful. Good night. Well, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 760. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi, greetings. Who's on the line?
How are you? I'm Asia. I'm calling from Desert Hot Springs, California.
Okay, greetings, Asia.
Hi, Miss Esther. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I really enjoyed that. It's very hard for me to, you know, sit down and visualize sometimes. So just the guidance and the music was wonderful. I appreciate that. My experience was I saw something kind of like the, it was like a cave.
Are we on speaker? Can you?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Am I breaking up?
No, it just sounds like we're
it's
in the bathroom.
Feedback. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's called hiding from the kids. That's what that is.
Oh, you're hiding from the kids. Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay. Is that okay? Is that a little better? Okay. So I was in, like, a chandelier, the chandelier ballroom. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Maybe it was on a documentary. And it had all of these awesome crystal formations, very, very deep underground. They did a really big thing about it some years ago. Well, it was like that, but it was so much better. And it was just so dazzling. And it was like all of these funky formations, these crystals, and they were just kind of growing and doing their own thing. And there were different colors. And as I walked, it was like a rainbow path. I went through the reds, and then I went through the orange. And then I looked ahead. I saw, you know, purple and blue and stuff. But there was a green crystal that just struck me. And, you know, I went through it. I went for it. And I was like, I was hypnotized by it. And I just couldn't take my eyes off of it, and it was like I felt the magnetism, and I went to it, and I picked it up, I touched it, and it was like a current. It wasn't hot, it wasn't cold. I could just feel this buzzing just going through all of me. I was stuck. I was totally stuck. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything but focus my gaze and, you know, try to look at the colors, and it was just this really decadent green that, you know, swirled, and it was like it was alive. It was like if they were moving, but it had a movement within it. And so when you said, you know, open it up, look inside of it, so at first my mind, well, how am I going to open up this, you know, this rock? How am I, you know, how is that? It gave way. It gave way. When I saw it, it gave way, and I opened it, and it was like a geode. And it was just filled
beautiful.
With all of them fine diamonds, fine, sparkling diamonds. And it was like the more I looked, the deeper it got, the deeper the crevice became. So I was like, wait, man, okay, I'm about to fall. I feel like I'm going to fall. Let me. So I, you know, I kind of took my eyes off of it, but then I was pulled right back to it. And when you said, you know, put it on your hair, I started to do that, and as soon as I got to my forehead, I stopped. And I could just, it was like I just needed to press it up against my head. And I just pressed it up against my forehead, and I was just shocked. I was completely stuck. And it started to move me a little bit, and I was able to kind of, you know, continue on. And I broke myself away from it because it was really entrancing. Like, I will be here forever, you know. I got kids. I got to get back with me. They're going to go hungry. Let me stop messing with this thing. What is we doing? So, you know, I put it back, and it started to create a swirl. It started to swirl. And the shape was like a teardrop.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a teardrop. And it started to swirl, and it just swirled so quickly that it began to look like a different form. So that was my experience with it. And
beautiful.
I'm going back.
You're going back. Beautiful. Well, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, like you were saying, Esther, like you – everybody got their own attunement, and yes, that's what it was. So it was so different for everybody, and how amazing. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 314, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 314?
Hi, Ms.
Oh, okay, hold on. 314.
Good evening, Miss Blue and Esther. How you all doing tonight?
Good. Who's on the line?
This is Nina. I'm calling from St. Louis. I didn't think you'd come to me, so I'm sorry. I was caught a little off guard.
That's all right.
So, yes, I did the meditation, and my crystal was a pyramid shape, and it was pink in color, and when I picked up the crystal, I felt an energy, kind of like a tingling through my body, and I got a sense of just maybe tapping into universal knowledge, just a sense of knowing everything that I needed to know.
Beautiful.
So that was my experience.
All right. Well, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. How did you feel?
I felt very relaxed. I didn't want to come out of the meditation.
So I guess nobody wanted to leave.
Nobody wanted to. I'm like, I thought it was too long. I was like, I don't want to make it too long. Sometimes I get carried away, but this time everybody's like, I didn't want to come back.
Could have stayed longer in that way, yeah.
Oh, well, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 757. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. We'll come back to 757. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 440?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line? You're kind of breaking up. Who's on the line?
913.
Oh, greetings, Punk.
Hey, Punk. Hey.
My experience was it was real calming. for me, it was kind of like a winter wonderland, a lot of light blue.
Mm-hmm.
My medallion was a snowflake. It was white and also like this lightest blue color and sparkles everywhere. Plus my crystal was also blue. And it was like a stalagmite, and it went into like a diamond-type shape at the end. And I was just all warmed up and all I felt was love and stuff. It was really, really calming for me. And I didn't want to wake up either, too. Man, that thing should have gone on for a whole nother hour. Like, fuck the rest of the show. We could have stayed there. Honestly.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep that in mind next time. Y'all really all was right. Feeling that one. That's beautiful, Bunk. That's beautiful. Very good.
Yeah, that was my experience.
Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 203, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Toya, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, greetings, Toya.
Greetings, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hold on.
Her call dropped.
Wow.
Okay. Let's try this. We're going to go to 757. You're live in the remix.
Yeah, peace and blessings. How you doing?
Peace and blessings. Who's on the line?
Yes, I did a deep meditation, and I felt some strong energy from it. I mean, some very strong, like some spiritual energy. I felt energy from my energy, from ancestral energy. I felt some very strong energy. I mean, that was very powerful and very strong energy.
Beautiful. Who's on the line, please?
You're talking to Empress Kashiba. Queen Kashiba.
Oh, yes. I thought that
hey,
was you.
Queen
how are
Shiba.
You? Hey, hey,
yeah,
Queen
hey,
Shiba.
How you doing?
Good.
And I also ordered your optical cards, but my name, my order is under my government name was Cynthia Harvey. I ordered that from you
okay.
last month.
Okay, beautiful. So you got your
yes.
card. So you did the meditation and all kinds of stuff just came online. How did you feel afterwards?
I feel like my energy, I have strong, powerful energy, but I feel like it got stronger and it's getting stronger. I mean,
that's
I got that. I got that gift for that real powerful, strong energy anyway, and I use mine.
Yes. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and good to hear from you and sharing. Hold the line, please.
All right.
Oh, wow. Peace and blessings. Ah, oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 478, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, how you doing?
Greetings. Who's on the line?
It's Tavares calling from Macon.
Okay, greetings, Tavares.
Hey,
Esther, how you doing? How you doing, Ms. Blue?
Wonderful.
Great.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm trying to get to that place where, you know, I could, you know, see the things y'all see. Like I haven't really got there yet. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's in my mind. I mean, I want to physically see it, like you know, see it the way you see it.
Well, I would say this. Maybe try not to see it the way anybody see it. Maybe see it the way you see it, and that's really what you should hope for. Did you go through the meditation? How did you feel while you went through it? Because really our feelings, our emotions are just as important, if not more important, than even how we begin to process things, whether it's coming through our third eye or any of the other areas. So what was the feeling like for you?
It was kind of hard to describe because I wasn't in one set spot. I was kind of, you know, like hard to focus or whatever. But I don't know. Maybe I got to go back and maybe, you know, do it over. I mean, I'm going to go back anyway and get really relaxed and do it then. So I don't know. I mean, I know your show is on one subject, but, you know, I've been trying to chase you down for about 2 weeks. I had a dream about 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's dealing with the soul and whatever. If you don't mind, can I share it?
Mm-hmm. Well, first I want you to share from this experience, if you don't mind. So tell me how you felt.
That's what I'm saying. I can't describe it. Like, I don't really know. It's like, I don't want to lie and say, you know,
No. I'm not saying what you've seen. Did you do the meditation?
I did. Mm-hmm.
So what did you feel?
I don't even know. Like, I was trying to focus on what you were saying, but every time I try to focus on what you're saying, you know, it bounces something else. Like you would say, okay, visualize your the emblem,
mm-hmm.
or you know, then grab the crystal. Like, I'm still trying to focus on visualizing the emblem. And then you
mm-hmm.
say, you know, take the crystal and put it on your head. You know, I'm trying to visualize me doing that, and then it's another step. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like all around the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
well, one of the things that can definitely help you is, one, when you get ready to do a spirit quest, nothing is required, and don't go in with expectations, because that will block you.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in with expectations thinking that you're supposed to have a certain experience, then that's going to block anything that may come through. You know, these exercises are more than just about tricks of the mind or anything of that nature. It's not about that at all. It really is about showing you how to tap into your heart frequency, your higher self. It's how you connect with your higher self. And it really is bringing you to your purest, most essence state with no agenda, absolutely. And so when you sit back and you just be, then that's what happens, and it's going to be different for everybody. So you can't compare yourself to anybody else and what somebody else's experience is based upon what you're doing, because that's not fair to you, you understand? And really that is a mindset of competition. It's a mindset of demise. It's not a healthy mindset to do that, yeah. So just be free to be you, you know? And just allow yourself to experience how you made. And so that's going to be different for absolutely everybody, as you can hear here tonight. It is different. It is. So what was your question?
Like, I want to see. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Why do you want to see?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It may be seeing will confirm, you know, the experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's an honest answer. So basically you're saying you don't believe it, and that's why it's not manifesting.
I don't believe it.
You don't have to. You say, I need to see it so you can believe it. That means if you don't see it, guess what you don't do.
No, not like that.
I mean,
I'm
you
saying,
said,
I know
but you...
That's not what I'm saying. Okay, I said it wrong. I know it's different forms of existence, and I know, like, I'm not trying to base everything on my five senses, but I ain't even want to say, but I want to experience something different than what I see or what I feel or what it's kind of hard to explain.
No. But the first line is communication. And I will tell you this, is that, his call dropped. Call back in.
Call back in, Tavares.
Tavares, call back in. We want to hear that. So hopefully he can get back in. We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, There he is. He's back.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
All right. You were saying?
No, I was saying I'm trying to see something different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
okay.
trying to see something
well,
different.
Don't try
oh,
to do it. You need to do it. You need to see something different. And, you know, can't try to see something different. You need to see something different.
Right.
But keep in mind with these spirit quests, it is about coming with a pure heart and a clear mind. And that's the way in. That's really the only way in. It's no, you know, you can't fake your way in, as you can see. You can't.
Right.
Yeah. So what was your question?
You did a show one night, and I remember you. I think it was on when you were talking about the blue moon, and the brother with the Jack Daniels, right? You remember that show you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That night, I had a weird dream. It was this, I was at this party, and it's like I was a butler or a waiter or something like that. And then, you know, something happened, it flashed, whatever. And then I was with a couple of guys, and then it was one guy, he was gold. Like he was bright, gold, fiery, something like that. And then he looked up at the moon, he was like, hold on, something wrong. But it's like he was some type of soul hunter or something like that. And, you know, he had this soul on the ground. It was two souls on the ground. One soul was hunting another soul, but he was, like, saving the soul that was being hunted. And then, you know, he took them and he wrapped them. He did something to them. And, he encased them in gold or something like that. And I'm looking, I'm seeing all this, and it's like nobody else can see it, but I know I can see him doing it, but it's like on him because I can see his hands moving. You know what I'm saying? And then we all at the party, and then it's like, we like, okay, here we come again. But he like, he burnt himself through existence. It's kind of hard for me to explain. It's like the way he came back in to where everybody else was at, you know, we could see, he did like a hand sign, and we could see his hands like burning into like PNL, like coming back into where everybody else is. I don't know, it was kind of weird, but. You know, I remember that I was dreaming, and then I did the 3-2-1 countdown that I remember you said when I was coming back from the visualization thing, and
mm-hmm.
that's how I woke back up. I mean, it was crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to get from that, but I mean, that was
mm-hmm.
the weirdest dream I ever had. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you know. I don't know.
Now you're trying to tell me what I don't know. You saying you don't know, and you're trying to tell me you don't know. You know, you don't believe, you ain't going to believe nothing. I don't know, and I know you don't know. Nobody don't
know,
Miss.
I know I don't know.
Well, you know, here's one of the things that I would say to you when it comes to that. You know, anytime when you're having a dream, and in most cases, not always, but in most cases, and you're seeing that symbolic of goal. Goal has a lot to do with obtaining, you know, or reaching sort of a higher level of awakening, of attainment, you know, like going to another level sort of in your consciousness, you know, with that goal, when you see that goal. And you said he was covering people in gold, which is a process that we can see, and we can sit here all night and go back and forth about a lot of that. But I'm going to just tell you and just kind of do a mini reading on you here and tell you what that is symbolizing for you in that particular dream and where you are at this point. It's really telling you that a new door is opening for you. And so this is an opportunity for you to step through the threshold, for you to stop living your life in the background. You know, earlier tonight I talked about the shadow, the part of yourself that is the shadow. I don't know if you remember me saying that tonight. Do you remember that part in the show when I talked about the shadow, the kahet,
yeah.
which is the shadow? It's the reflection. And this is about these things that you're doing in the dark, and you're starting to see these shadows come to light. And so really what your spirit is saying, your higher self is saying now, is that new doors are opening. And so what you have to do is step over into the threshold. You have to cross yourself over into this new threshold. But you're kind of like the little kid standing at the door with both hands holding onto the side brace. You don't want to step through. So you have to make a decision, and you have to cross over to the threshold. And when you do, then you will obtain those things of elevating your consciousness, elevating your spirituality, and even elevating yourself for things that you've wanted to achieve and accomplish in your life for a very long time. So these doors are opening for you, and they're all around you, but you're not going to be able to see them until you make a decision that you want to cross and step over into that threshold.
Right.
So it's time for you to really begin to look at the different angles of how you're living your life. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Ms. Is it any way you could do a show that's just like meditation? Like, I mean, like just do like a meditation visualization show.
No, you know what? I'm gonna do that. I've heard so much of that. Y'all know I'm working on my CD, and I'm working with an amazing brother who plays so many different instruments, and he's played professionally for brothers and sisters and groups all over the world. He has his own band he's in, plus about five or six other bands, plus I believe it's all kinds of things. Very spiritual brother. I'm working on him. I actually have one track I've completed so far, so I've been in the studio working on that. So, yes, I will, because you guys are loving this. You know, I love doing Spirit Quest. I really do. You know, they help me so much. And so, yes, I will do that. I will do a show, you know. We'll do a show. We'll do a show and dedicate it just to Spirit Quest. And we'll do quite a few of them. Quite a few of them. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love.
Beautiful.
Oh, y'all are loving the Spirit Quest. That is so amazing. I'm glad you do. But I am. I'm in the studio. It's so bad because the brother calls me up. He's like, okay, Miss Blue, when are we going to do the next one? But they are so powerful. The first one is so powerful. It almost just made me shake. How y'all are saying shake? I was shaking when I listened to it. But it's because he is so amazing. And, you know, he's so amazing. And just, you know, anytime you're working with someone who's passionate about what they're doing and they're working inside their craft and their energy, you know, and you come together with someone else and their passion, it doesn't even have to be the same two worlds. It's going to be magic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be magic. It's going to be magic. Yeah. So let's go to the next caller here. I don't even know. Did I go to this caller? I don't know if I went to this caller. Let's see. 646. If I did, I have to. I'm skipping around. 646.
No, it's cool. This is Tiff again. Yeah, it was
on. Oh, Tiff. All right, Tiff. Hold the line.
Okay, I'll unmute.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next caller, 314. Let's see if I got 314. You're live in the remix. 314? Oops, I think they were about to say something. 314? Guess not. All right. Well, anyway, we have 46 minutes left to go, you guys, and we have not got. got into the rest. We got so much more still to go here. So I want to thank you guys, really, for sharing that with me. Feedback is so important. You guys know, Esther, you know how I feel about feedback.
Yes, yes.
It's so important. So I will think about doing a show where we can just kind of get real funky and just do a whole bunch of spirit quests back after
just
back after
stay
back.
Stay in the woo-woo. Yes.
Maybe we'll call it the woo-woo show. We'll just say woo-woo. We'll be woo-woo. What's that song?
Yeah.
Can you woo-woo-woo? We'll be woo-wooing all night. Yes. We'll do woo-woo all night. Like 4 hours of woo-woo all night.
Yes.
I'm not going to be responsible for what happens afterwards. We'll just cover all kinds of stuff, and we'll just go from one thing to the next thing. I'll pick you guys. Because I know some pretty exotic-ass places. You know, like I was naked with the dolphins, you know, lay out on the top of the mountain, you know, in the rainforest. You know,
we done been some of everywhere. I think about all the ones that we've done on the Blue Blast calls and stuff. We be down in Atlantis. We be out on Pluto somewhere.
Yes.
I mean, it's just all over the place. So, yeah.
We done been in the sun. We went to the court.
We sure did.
We done been out in the remote islands. You know, we done been in Africa. We done been
all
everywhere.
Over Africa.
underwater with the dolphins.
With the dolphins. Oh, yeah.
We done been in the Bermuda Triangle. We done. Yeah, we done been some places. So, yes, we'll do a show. We'll do a show, and we'll dedicate it to that. So that's good. All right, so let's keep moving. What's our first place, Esther, we're supposed to be?
Oh, the first place we're going to talk about is Canada.
Okay. So Canada, you guys. And what I'm giving you is some places where these soul grids, and they're not all, but these are some of the soul grids, that have been highly elevated and activated at this time, and telling you where you can go and what you can do to connect with this. The reason I love the book by Judy Hall is because a lot of these places, not everything that we're going to get to tonight is in here, but there is a lot of them in here. So get that book, Crystals and Sacred Sites by Judy Hall.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that. Because she does an excellent job. So we're going to Canada. And in Canada, where we're going to go is to Lake Louise. Lake Louise. And this is, what do you call it, Baffin or Baffin, B-A-F-F, B-A-N-F-F, Baffin or Baffin. Y'all know I am not from any of these countries because I can't even speak no language on the planet. But back in Alberta, Canada, I want you guys to think about this particular place here. Very, very beautiful. And the crystal grid, the soul grid that's opening up here, this is a place where they call a crystalline battery or a spiritual, where a lot of spiritual power is there. And this whole area is surrounded by a whole bunch of rock pebbles that when you're there, you can see, and any of our brothers and sisters that are from Canada or been in Canada, you will see all of these rocks, these huge boulders in many different shapes and many different colors that is surrounded all around that particular area. What I want you guys to know is all of these, don't be fooled, whether it's a crystal or whether it's a stone or whether it's a rock, because these crystal stones contain oversoul energy in them, and they charge this particular area up. Now, what is going to be significant about this soul grid here and with these crystals in this particular area in Canada is that it's really considered to be the place where they call the Archangel Retreat. And this is one of the locations on the planet where the archangels go for their retreat. Now, when we start to talk about archangels, this is something that most people do not talk a lot about. And they don't really give you sort of the feminine and the masculine expression together. They don't really give you those two expressions together. And the two archangels that are here at Lake Louise is the Archangel Michael and also the Archangel Faith. This is where they go to retreat. Isn't that cool? That's
wow.
Like really, really cool. This is where they go. And so when we start to talk about this, and I want you guys to think about our angel pantheons, it carries an electric frequency, and it's one of the highest that is there, that is in this particular area, and that is of the blue flame. The energy of the blue flame, and you'll be able to see that. It's going to be transcendence in the water. You'll be able to see it when you look in the sky. And so that resonance that's coming down, and it's so breathtaking because you could actually be standing there, and it could be 80, 90 degrees, but you can look out in front of you and see the snow on the mountain. There's only one other place in the world that I've been, well, two, that I've been able to do that. The other place is in Switzerland. You could be walking in Switzerland, and it could be snow all over the ground, and it could be 90 degrees. Talk about coming together. That's some coming together vortex energy right there. And then also in Colorado, the same thing. You could be down in the valley, look up on the mountains, and see the snow. Well, this is one of those energy grid places where they call the Archangel Retreat. Yes, and also in Aspen. Yeah, Aspen also, yes. So this is what they call the blue flame. Now, I want you to understand that what energy lies here. For those of you who have the Kim deck, I talk about this all the time, Zulu Union. This is what they call spiritual warrior. This is the quality that is that this vortex holds in this particular place. Now, the crystal that you can begin to activate all of this energy here inside this particular area, inside of Canada, is with the lapis or zuli. So with the lapis crystal. Now, you know the lapis is really, really interesting because the lapis is actually a stone. And it has many different properties that go through it. In ancient times, in ancient Kemet, it was used to seal a deal. When you want to seal something, seal a deal. So this is a great place for you to do rituals. Now, here's what I want all of you magic makers to understand out there. Let's just say, hypothetically, you can't get your ass to Canada. Let's just say you can't, right? For whatever reason. Maybe you choose not to go, or maybe you're busy and you can't go. Get yourself a very good picture. So go online, you can Google it, and get yourself a picture. And have someone take a picture that really is going to display all of the elements. So you can see the rocks, you can see the water, you can see the mountain, you can see the terrain. You can be able to see that. And you can do a meditation while holding that lapis or zuli. And you'll be able to tap into that Michael and Faith vortex and be able to raise that energy up at that time. So that's what I want you guys to know about that. All of this is what they call the Rocky Mountain Chakra System. And so in the Rocky Mountain Chakra System, which covers many different falls and lakes and different places, when we start to look at Lake Louise, Lake Louise is symbolic of being the heart. This is where the heart is. And, of course, the Archangel Michael is here, along with his queen, the Archangel Faith. These two come together here, and they actually come together at a particular time of the year. So around the time that the Archangel Michael and the Archangel Faith comes together, that's a whole other show, we'll talk about that. But here's what I want you to understand when it comes to the soul grid. In this place, the Earth electromagnetic grid has a counterpart to everything. And so these two grids are in alignment here. They fuse themselves together. And this is where you get a deep sense of peace and sort of that renewal all of that energy comes in there, and it begins to align yourself, and it aligns yourself with beings in alignment, not only with the, all of the physical grids on the planet, but I want you to think about aligning yourself with the heart chakra grid in the planet, on the planet. So I want you to think about that. That's a place of retreat. Now, here's a crystal. You want a badass crystal to connect yourself with, and that's going to be a Canadian amethyst. You'll have to ask for it at a crystal store. You want a Canadian amethyst because that Canadian amethyst comes right up out of this same area, right around this lake. It comes out of this particular area. It's also a hot spring that's in this area as well, too. But this is a very, very, we know that this is a very, very high frequency in this particular area. And it really carries a high spiritual vibration. And at this time, it really is a stone for opening up your insight. It also connects you with other dimensions. Not just other dimensions, like if I want to go to one dimension, what some people say the fifth or the sixth or the seventh dimension, this actually takes you to multiple dimensions. And what you're going to be tapping into is the soul grid. Remember we talked about the eight immortal parts of the soul? This is how you can tap into your eight immortal parts of your soul by working with this Canadian amethyst. So a very, very powerful crystal at this time to begin to work with. Of course, you can also connect with the Archangel Michael and also the Archangel Faith by working with this energy too. And so you can use it. It's a powerful crystal to use at night. Let's say before you go to bed, you can put it on your forehead and you can ask questions. And these questions... you know, that you ask and then put it underneath your pillow and so work with it in dream in the dream state as well, too. So excellent.
Great.
All right. So where are we going next?
Next, we are going to California.
Okay, California. A lot of California listeners out there, one of the cosmic portals that are there is actually Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta, you see. And when it comes to looking at it, because all of these different sacred sites and crystals, they have sort of a lot of different things that they're connected with. Believe it or not, Mount Shasta... has this really kind of strange thing that it is connected to. And the people who is connected to this particular energy, there are many different tunnels. In California, you can find a lot of different tunnels anyway. And so these tunnels that are there, especially when they're around, they call them sacred acoustics. And so what happens is when we start to talk about the soul grid, because this energy has opened itself back up, the soul grid speaks through these different tunnels. So you can hear these different sounds, these different vibrations, these different energies. It's also one of those places that within the last 4 to 5 years, a lot of attention has been placed on Mount Shasta. And for one of those reasons is because they always see UFO sightings in this area. Or what they call unidentifying flying objects in this particular area, because it is a cosmic portal. It's a Stargate sort of kind of portal, and it opens up a lot of energy there in that particular area. And inside Judy Hall's book, one of the things that she talks about is that she believes. That many people believe also that this is a that this is where sort of that huge golden crystal exists in the fifth dimension over this particular site. You see, over this site, this is where the gold crystal is said to be, And it's a lot of temples there, and a lot of shaman journeys are taking place in this particular area. So it's really some powerful energy that is over there. There's different tribes that are there that conduct different ceremonies. They have a lot of sweat lodges in this area and all of these different things. They also believe that this is also a portal opening of a gateway to the Milky Way that exists over in that particular area too. And so when it connects to the chakras, this is considered to be sort of the root chakra or the base chakra. This is where it will line up in these sacred sites. And so they say when the human race, we want to know when the human race is done, it's going to be done when this particular cosmic portal erupts and when things happen. A lot of these lands, this is why they're protected by the government, because they understand on a higher level how this is connected to a lot of the soul grids that really hold the essence of what we call the planet Earth together. And see, what's interesting is when you start to think about Judy Hall, and most of you know her for her works of the Crystal Bible and many of the other books that she puts together, and she's actually from the UK. And so, you know, it fascinates me, and we were just having this conversation, me and Esther, about how a lot of times we get so caught up in researching things outside of the continent of many of us who stay here in the West. But when we start to look at all of those others who are writing and doing their works and their studies, they are focusing a lot of the attention on a lot of these portals that are opening up in the West. Now, we've been told through ancient texts that what is happening is that you're going to find the new gods and goddesses where? In the West. It's not surprising that at these soul grids are opening themselves up at this particular time. And a lot of these cosmic vortexes are being found here in the West, because there's quite a few. We're not even really touching the iceberg of all of these portals that are here.
Yeah.
So in the mountains here in California, that's going to be a great one. So what is a portal activator for this? If we had to look at a crystal, what would be the portal activator? The portal activator is going to be called a Mount Shasta blue opal. So a blue opal is what you want to work with. You want to work with a blue opal. If you don't have a blue opal, some really great stones and crystals that you can begin to work with is the serpentine. You can work with the ruby lavender quartz. And you can also work with the rainbow mayonite is also another one to work with. But that blue opal off the chain, definitely, it is a very, very powerful shamanistic tool. So for those of you who work with shaman energy, which at this point it should be, everybody should be a shaman. That should be a book I come out with. Everybody is a shaman because everybody is a shaman. This is an excellent stone to begin to work with, to travel with, and really help you during soul retrievals and really for you connecting with the soul grid. This is excellent. Now, when we start to think about the communication portal and we start to look at the different sacred sites and how these line up with chakras, this is going to be considered what they considered is going to be considered. What am I trying to say? I lost my thought here. I lost my thought, but I'm going to tell you what that is. I'm going to tell
what
you
is, with chakra
yeah,
is the line.
What
with.
It is? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, but really, this helps you with expanding your third eye. One of the things I don't want to hear in 2013, don't tell me open your third eye because it's already open. Stop it. Stop it. Expand your third eye. It's already open. We and all of our babies being born now, their third eyes are extremely open, which in fact all of your chakras are open when you come here. It's just that we start putting shit that the world tells us inside of our bodies, and that's what clogs up our energy and stops it up, almost like a drain. if you keep washing your hair in the sink and pouring oil and goop down it, pretty soon it's going to be hard for anything to flow through it. Yeah. So this is for the third eye. It's also for the higher crown chakras so that you can communicate with angelic beings, extended masters, ancestors, and all of that, and do it from a place of ease. Now, some of the healing properties of the opal itself, but particularly the blue opal, what it does is it's really, really good. It's excellent for the throat and the eyes. And it also helps with any kind of blood sugar swing. So anybody having their blood sugar go up and down, it also heals the etheric, and it also heals the karmic blueprint from which your physical body has come into. So any of those things that are kind of connected to you, attached to you, it really helps with that as well, too. So that's going to be excellent for you to begin to work with. All right, I know we're running kind of this. How are we doing on time? I'm trying to get everything in here, you guys. Okay, so we're going to go to the next one. What's our next stop, Esther?
Next one is Sedona, Arizona.
All right, Sedona. So let's talk about Sedona. I spent some time in Sedona. Very powerful, the state of Arizona in itself. Sedona has those rocks, those huge, huge, huge rocks, those rich sandstones. If you want to get you a badass sandstone, just go to Sedona. Go to Arizona, period, because it's everywhere, not just in Sedona. But Sedona is where one of the major vortexes is open up. It kind of reminds me of Garden of the Gods, which is in Colorado. It has that same sort of feel to it. Matter of fact, those two grids are very much connected. Sedona, this energy that is there with the sandstones, it's just so beautiful. It's probably one of the few places you could go to in the world. And instead of seeing people raking leaves or raking up grass, they get up in the morning and they rake rocks. They rake rocks in their yard. I thought that was amazing. I was like, what the hell? They raking rocks? Yeah. So anytime you begin to see anything, anytime you begin to see crystallize, know that really what they're talking about from a higher perspective, that this is about raising the frequency and the vibration in crystals. That's what it's about. Some alternate crystals, if you can't get you one of those sunstones from Sedona that you can begin to work with, clear quartz crystal is going to work for you. Peridot, that green, it was a sister tonight that called in and talked about amazing green peridot. Crystal that she had. This is what you can begin to work with. Amethyst, you can work with that one, and also turquoise. Some of the few turquoise mines that are still open we have here in on our continent in the West. In fact, a lot of the mines have shut down because they've depleted them in a lot of different areas, or they're protected. And so the land masses, which has sort of the highest quality of minerals and all of these different things, Las Vegas, Nevada, well, let's just say the whole state of Nevada, and also on this continent, and then the other continent is going to be Africa. This is where there are still some mines that people have not just went into and just really just kind of taken over, basically, or depleted them. But we have a lot of mines that are still functional here. We can get a lot of turquoise here, you know, in different places as well. So, now, Sedona, let's see what else we can say about Sedona, connecting with the stone. This is really when you connect with the sunstone or the stones coming out of Sedona, this is really where you're actually transporting. What this does is it helps to plug you in to the galactic power source. So this is you kind of going beyond our solar system, you going into the galactic solar power source, And what it's doing is it's transferring you into the energy's energetic grid and power generator, and it's taking you, Sedona takes you, into those vortex points. So this is where one of those major vortex points live, where you're tapping into so much energy there. It was someone in the chat room, I think it was Original Titan, that was talking about why they have so many spas and they have this. They have these spas there, and some of them will cost you almost $500,000 and some of these places to go to in this area. And you're not, of course, paying for the spa because, I mean, you know, everybody has to go through the same process, do the same test to rub on your back and rub on your leg. What you're really going for is for these properties and these minerals that actually exist in Arizona because of that grid is there. And you're also tapping into the soul grid that is there. And a lot of that energy that is held in that vortex is the oversoul energy that when you get into that climate, you could feel it. I mean, instantly I went there and I felt like I had transported myself back to ancient Kemet. My skin just really went to a golden, I can't even describe the hue that my skin took on at that particular time. My hair, everything, just breathing, I mean, absolutely everything was just amazing. I was there. I was supposed to be there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I ended up staying for 6 months. But it was one of the most amazing, it was a trick, one of the most amazing spiritual experiences I had when I was there. My dreams, y'all think my dreams are crazy now? My dreams was out the yang when I was there. All kinds of stuff was happening. And just to breathe in the air, you understand, it really helped me to tap into so many different frequencies. And just the red rocks in Sedona, they have ancestral energy that's in entangled into them, you know, and lots of what they call happy energy is in Sedona, in these red rocks. Happy energy. But I want to tell you where that other vortex, because all of these vortex, they run above ground and they run below ground. It is the same pattern that we built our communication system in America off of. That's why some places have lines that are above ground and they have some lines below ground, because this is also how the planet communicates. And Sedona also have portals, and they also have soul grids that tap into Georgia. This is why you also see the red dirt in Georgia. You see it there. You also see it in Colorado. So all of these soul grids are connected with each other. And so just some powerful energy there and some crystals you can begin to work with. Okay, we're going to skedaddle. We're going to hurry on. Where are we going next?
New York.
Yeah, we're going to go to New York. We're going to go to New York, and we're going to talk about the crystal collection that is in New York. And I want you guys to know that underneath the city of New York, there are crystals underneath the city of New York. And so, you know, I think about, for me, I'm a Kings County baby. I was born in the county of Kings, as with many people. Jay-Z, a lot of people coming out of there, you know, Elder Haru, Siva Haru. You know, it's a lot of people born in the county of Kings. I was born in the county of Kings. But I want to kind of take you back to New York. New York has a New York has crystals underneath the city of New York. Back in 1885, a garment that weighed more than 30 pounds and measured more than 6 inches was found under West 35th Street, close to the Macy's department store. A 30-pound, did y'all hear me? Garnet was found in New York City. So, you know, I want you to just think about all of the things that are going on and just really see how these crystals are absolutely everywhere, and how they're playing themselves out into our lives. And so the great thing about it is, when you're tapping into these particular energies, and now that these grids have opened up, this is why so much stuff is going on. We see earthquakes and all these different storms, and all this stuff is happening is because these crystals, where they're laying at, they are attuning themselves again. And so if you're in any of these areas or around these areas, you can begin to attune yourself, just like we did a tune-up tonight. I gave ourselves a galactic attunement. You'll be able to attune yourself on these different grids, because what's opening up is these soul grids are opening up, and they have sort of this oversoul energy that is just flooding outside of them. And so, of course, I want you to think about where Macy's is, and, you know, one of the most expensive areas in New York per square mile. And then back in 1885, they found that 30-pound garnet there. You know, the garnet is all about expansion. It's all about fertility, and it's also about abundance that is there. So just some really, really powerful energy there in New York. And so also we're going to move a little further out from New York, and we're going to talk about some of the other things that is also there in New York. And that is, we're going to talk about, you guessed it, we've talked about it here, the Herkimer Diamond. So any of you, if you're in New York, the Herkimer Mine is still open. They do tours. You can actually go inside the mine, you can pick out your own diamond, your own Herkimer diamond. And the Herkimer diamond was first introduced, actually, I think it was Ibuhuru who told me about it. And even though I love my crystals and I still work with my crystals, Herkimer diamond has become one of my favorites. And in fact, you can go to some of those favorite shopping networks, you know, that I like to go shop on for all my crystals, and they, I have, I got me a Herkimer diamond necklace of, it's like over 33 Herkimer diamonds, and it's a necklace. Very powerful energy. And so the Herkimer diamond is excellent for attuning itself. And a lot of the properties in the Herkimer diamond of what it is, it's one of the oldest quartz that has been found. And so it was formed. Now, all crystals are not formed underneath water, but the Herkimer diamond was formed underneath water hundreds of millions of years ago. And so it holds a lot of wisdom inside the crystal. It also attunes to the higher reality, and it also accelerates your spiritual growth. It also is a powerful shield. It also helps you when we start to talk about the soul's journey and going through those different aspects of the soul. It protects you from any kind of geogenetic pollution. It also helps to unblock your chakras. Wow. And it also restores any kind of balance to anything that's out of balance. So, and it has so many different healing properties. So, if you can't get yourself a hold of a Herkimer diamond, which you can actually go to herkimerdiamond.com, and if you go to herkimerdiamond.com, you can find that, and you can buy a Herkimer diamond for as little as $19.95. So, it's just because it's called a diamond, it is not expensive at all. In fact, you can even find some for $10 or $6, even on the website. But if you cannot wait to get you a Herkimer diamond and you want to start working with this energy, because the Herkimer diamond has a lot of reconciliation energy, especially if you're going through a breakup, having any kind of relationship arguments, family things, breakups, this is excellent for bringing this energy back to reconciling this energy back together. You can also get an Arkansas diamond, an agate, and a garnet. Of course, the garnet, you can get that. And any of those will work too. But you're going to need to work with that frequency coming off of the grid of New York. All right, Esther, where are we going next? Where are we going?
Senegal.
Okay, so we're going to go to Senegal. Well, you know what? Since we only have 10 minutes, let's go to the other place we're going to go, and then we'll come back and we'll touch on Senegal because I want you to be able to tell
Mecca?
Your story.
Puerto Rico.
Not Mecca. We're going to come back to Mecca and Senegal. Yes, we're going to come back.
Okay, we go into Puerto Rico. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go to Puerto Rico, you guys. We're going to go to Puerto Rico, and really we're going to be talking about the Caribbean islands and pretty much all of those different things that are out there and talking about that particular grid that's out there. Interesting enough, there's a very, very, very strong what they call a soul grid plate that exists between the Caribbean and North America. That's where it exists, right on that particular grid right there. Now, a lot of things have happened at that particular time. And also, what was I going to say? I'm sorry, you guys, I lost my thought. Okay, so Puerto Rico that we're talking about. One of the crystals that is very, very powerful that you can begin to work with is called the Larimar. I know how I have said it before, and it only can be found in the Dominican Republic and surrounding areas over there, is you want to get the Larimar. That's going to be very, very powerful. This grid that's actually opening up over there is very important because a lot of times what's happening in that particular area is that the island is actually moving. It's moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally moving. And even people who are on these different islands now are telling you that they can feel these islands moving. These are all of these grids underneath that really is attuning themselves and really getting themselves in alignment with these soul grids that are out there. And they're starting to align themselves. What is important about this energy that's happening right over there in the Caribbean and in those islands at this time is, remind me to talk about blue gold. And I don't even know if we're gonna get to the story about the blue diamond because I wanted to tell you guys about John Baptiste and the blue diamond and how he stole that shit and why it's cursed. For some people, anyway, that don't have the knowledge, they can't fuck with a blue diamond. That's some serious energy right there. But, okay, so where were we? Okay, so. Okay, so let's talk about it. Okay, so we're talking about Puerto Rico and the grids and the ocean and the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, after hours, right? Okay, we got 7 minutes. So. First, I want Esther to just kind of give you guys an over-landscape about the over-landscape and talk about what her experience was just being there on the island and the Amazon and all the things that she began to see there. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the weather, first of all, on the island was just perfect every day. It was about 90 degrees. In the daytime, and the sun was just so amazing. You could feel every single ray of the sun, like, hitting your skin, but it was not hot. It was a different type of hot because it was wind blowing, and the wind that was blowing was like a cool breeze. So it was the oddest sensation because I didn't mind being outside all day because I was just like, oh, this is perfect. And then there were
a lot of sunflowers, which freaked my friend out. It didn't freak me out because I was just like, of course, you know, we know all about the sunflowers here. But it was a lot of times when it would rain, when the sun was out. And then just the water itself, just beautiful, beautiful blue water, the big waves. The waves are just amazing. The smell in the air just smells. I said I went over there and my allergies just went away. I could smell everything so clear. And that was on the island itself. When I went into the El Yunque rainforest, that's when my allergies really opened up. Everything opened up in the rain in the rainforest. That is actually the only rainforest that's in our little, you know, United States system, forest system. So it's the only rainforest that's there. Beautiful rainforest, lots of trees. The trees all have just beautiful, the fur there is on the trees. It's really beautiful, beautiful plants, lots of rocks. I brought back some rocks that are volcanic rocks or lava rocks. There were lots of rocks there, lots of just different bugs and those type of things there. And then also just the essence and the spirit in the rainforest. They say that the rainforest is actually the place of the Yokahu, which is the good god of the island. And at the peak of El Yunque is where the Yokahu is supposed to live. And I was just saying how when I got there, I went to the Yokahu Tower. And when I got to the top of the tower, you look out over the entire rainforest and you can see the clouds. And it's like you're touching the sky, and you can just feel it. You could feel that presence. And I really could just feel just being one, you know, with everything there. And it just, it opens you up, you know. And it was pouring rain the entire time, which didn't surprise me. It is the rainforest. But, you know, it's a very different sensation. They also have these huge waterfalls. I went in the waterfall. Amazing feeling of that water, just cool and crisp and just clear and refreshing. Just a wonderful, you know, sensation overall. Wonderful place to be, you know, at out there, period. It's also the place that they say, just when you said this earlier about some of the other locations, lots of UFO sightings have occurred there.
When
you get into the rainforest, actually the entrance, that they, you don't have to go through this. A lot of people don't go this way, but the Welcome Center is called the Portal, and it's shaped like a portal. And you walk through it, and it's like, here's the portal to this other world, and that's actually what they say. And I was like, what else?
Yes,
they know what's going on. Yeah, absolutely. It was an amazing experience. I spent my birthday there. You know, I really just had, it was a spiritual experience for me. Very moving. I spent the entire day there, went hiking out there, had no idea how strenuous it was to be going to some of the beautiful sites, but, you know, I did it. I was very proud. There's no paths on a lot of stuff. You could fall and bust your shit. Ain't nobody there to catch you, so just know that. If you ever decide to go.
Yes, that's right.
But I did it, so I'm proud.
Yes. You know, and, you know, one of the interesting things also about this Puerto Rico opening up and just kind of being in that whole island feel, but talking about that, is that the world's largest, we're not talking about just in America, but the world's largest, single largest dish radio telescope is located in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yep. It measures something like 1,000 feet in its dimensions, and it's about 20 acres wide. And it's the most sensitive, hear me when I say this, the most sensitive telescope in the world. Some real deep stuff. And yes, of course, and if you want to get a grasp about how big Puerto Rico is, it's about the size of Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that big. It's not, but it's a whole lot of shit there. It's not that big, but it's a whole lot of stuff there. Yeah.
It's a whole lot of stuff there.
For us here in America, if we want to call that, or, you know, because it's considered one of the islands of America,
it's the only tropical rainforest.
Yeah.
In our forest system, it's the largest that is there. You understand? And also, there's something else that you want to get a hold of. Going back to the Jack Daniel's place, about 70% of the world's rum our brown spirits come from Puerto Rico.
You can get tours of the Bacardi distillery there. They take you around. You can see how the Bacardi is made. Now, I actually had some Puerto Rican rum that kind of took me to another place. I'm not a big drinker, but that stuff was strong. So,
yes, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place and very powerful, and it is a vortex there. Puerto Rico has over 270 miles of beaches. They even have a beach there with black magnetic sand that has black sand on it. Do you hear me when I say it has black magnetic sand on the beach? And at night, you can see the twinkling of the crystals on the sand in there, because that is a crystal. So they have a lot of crystal beaches that is there. Another powerful vortex that's opening up because of where it sits on that particular soul grid at that particular place. That's going to be great energy to begin to work with. The Larimar is the only place in the world that you can find it is existing in that area. It comes out of that mine. Unfortunately, if you can get your hands on a piece of raw Larimar, which is almost impossible to do, you're almost always going to find it inside. Oops, did we go to after hours?
I think we done missed it.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we missed it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry. You got to download. You got to download, you guys. Yeah, we getting carried away because it's just so much beautiful energy. Beautiful energy. And so, you know, much love to all of you guys out there that's not with us in the after hours. Just download. We definitely are going to have to do a part two. I see that.
Yeah, we are.
Because it's not even enough to finish talking about everything that we need to still cover. Senegal, we still got Mecca there, and those two are very, very big. It's a lot of information. I don't want to rush it. I don't want to cram it down your throat either.
There's a lot more for this too, Puerto Rico.
Into Puerto Rico. So, you know, we're forever growing and forever learning. Because we still have so much more to talk about with Puerto Rico and just how important that vortex is at this particular time, and what role does the worlds that exist underneath the sea, which many of them have been coming to surface in the last year or so. In Louisiana, they had a whole forest that has been maintained for thousands of years that came on board, and other parts. And Puerto Rico, underneath Puerto Rico, is this grid there that exists there as well, too. It's some energy that's going on out there, what I was going to say, in the whole Caribbean, is that a lot of these glaciers have melted. But yet, they are thinking that the water should have caused the water levels to go up, but they're not. And what's actually happening is you will notice
that one of the most valuable things is going to come back into play. Water is going to become almost like gold now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I've talked about a few years ago, but water is about to become as valuable as gold. Because what's
mm-hmm.
happening is that a lot of the water supplies, and we're going to see this first jump off near the Caribbean, is that the water supplies in that area, watch this, this may be, you know, a couple of years from now or whatever, but it's going to be a big thing about water in the whole Caribbean, in that whole area. And even though they're surrounded by all of that water, the water is not going to be available for them to drink, and they're not going to be able to purify it with any method that we have available to man known at this time. This is why it's important. It's very, very important that those of you who have ideas, those shows that we did about inventions, those of you who are
yeah.
part of the origin, to begin to open up your minds and open up your thought patterns. Don't let these things die with you. Don't let these things go with you to your grave. Begin to start taking action on them in your life. Put them up there with your level of importance. Just like it's important for you to be responsible and take care of your family, it's also important for you to pick up where our ancestors left off. That's one of our tasks that was assigned to each one of us coming here. And even though we know we are the ancestors, and that's true, it is important that we continue that. And we use that word work, but it's not really work that we're doing. It really should be that fun. It really should be that lifts us up. It really should be that raises the frequency, not only of ourselves, but of everyone and everything that is around us. Because we're getting ready to come into some times that is going to require that you use all parts of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need to know those codes. You're going to need to be able to understand where you can tap in, how you can tap in to those different parts. How do you call yourself back when you've died?
Mm.
How do you really call yourself back? Maybe you're calling yourself back from a relationship that has broken up, or maybe you're calling yourself back from a loss of a loved one. Maybe you're calling yourself back because maybe you lost your job and you sort of lost your way when it comes to you creating your wealth and being able to take care of yourself. Or maybe you simply lost your mind.
Yeah.
You have to know how to begin to use these things that were sciences for our ancestors, because they knew how to call themselves back. They knew how to take information, as Brother Wellbone said, from the past, and also see it in the present, but more importantly, how to lead them and look forward to it as if it was the future.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know all of these things about yourself. One of the greatest tasks, I'm always amazed every time I say it, it really strikes me at the essence and the core of who I am, and that's that phrase of know thyself. We like to throw it around, but do you really know yourself? Do you know the essence of who you are? Do you know your eight immortal parts? And how well do you know it? What is your Shekim? What is that? What is the power behind your spirit? Do you know what it is? Do you know how to find that life force energy? Do you know how to get behind your spirit and push it forward when everything in life has stopped you? Do you know how to really tap in to your Sahu, your higher self? Do you really believe, do you really know, do you really understand that I exist? I exist. I live. I live. I live and I grow. Your Ba. Do you have a Ba? is your ba and your consciousness really in the place where it is truly feeding you? Your ka, the vibrations, the essence of who you are. The kahu, or the kaku, I always say it wrong. Your identifier. You got to know that. Your ren. If someone calls your name in a dream, are you looking at them like you don't know who the hell they're talking to? Do you know your ren?
Mm.
Do you know now when someone is calling your name? I was in the store the other day, and there was a little baby in the shopping cart, and she was saying something. And even though probably nobody in the store but me and her understood, she was calling my Ren. She knew my Ren. She understood it. Your Ren is also what helps to take you into the afterlife. And we can look at this really from a very, very provocative position, a very esoteric position, and start to think about our Ren in the afterlife. Some of us right now are in the afterlife. We're not even in this life. Your Ren helps guide you. When you're in that place of darkness, because sometimes we have to go back to the darkness. It's not a place that we want to go, but sometimes it's necessary to get back in there. How are you hearing? How are you listening? You know, these are the questions that as I was putting together the show tonight, I was asking myself, Blue, how are you listening? How are you really hearing this? You know, because true hearing comes in through the heart. The ab. This is where good, this is where the evil, if we want to say that, the good, the bad, this is where the intellect is, your feelings, your emotions. It's the seat of power in your life. It's the essence of your natural and your spirit body. Everything moves because of that. Your thoughts come in through your heart. But sometimes they get distorted, and we start to let our thoughts come in through our mind. That's where the distortion comes in. How are you connecting with all of these things? Your kahabit, your shadow. When you see your shadow, how is your reflection? How is it moving you? You know? How is the sunlight hitting you? Is it hitting you from the back? Is it hitting you from the front? Is it hitting you from the side? So many different vibrations, you know? So many different vibrations. So many different cells. We have cells inside of our body. All in our body. We have crystals all throughout our bodies. We're making crystals. What kind of grid, what kind of frequency are we putting our crystals on? What soul grid is your crystals connected to? Is it connected to the collective consciousness? How is your grid network? How is that moving for you? How is that communication coming in for you? This is the time for us to begin to stop and to think about these things, process them, not only from our mind, but really begin to process them inside the essence of who we are in our spirit. Really start to understand what essence these crystals truly hold and how we're connected to it. So when the next time the tears are running down your face, as the singer says, and I'm going to get his name here in just a minute, playing the guitar. He said his grandmother told him, when you're crying, it's like taking your soul through the car wash. When your eyes begin to form crystals, when they come together, that's an electromagnetic current that you're communicating out into the cosmos, out into the world. When you hear the sound and the frequency inside your inner ear, your crystals are moving around in that sac. They're attuning themselves. They're lining themselves up with that soul grid. They're lining themselves up with that soul grid. The crystal that's inside of your brain, that frequency. That's why it's not good to play mind games. Because you begin to attune yourself to a grid, to a frequency you don't want to be attuned to. So the soul has many different vibrations. The crystal patterns. When we think about crystal patterns and how they're moving in a uniform pattern, everything is about that rhythm, movement to movement. It's about the building code. What is your building code? This is a great week with this energy of Venus and the moon to sit down and start to think about your own building code. Because you have trillions and millions of cells inside of your body that is vibrating. Can you pick up your code? Do you know what that code is like for you? Because we all know to get to the diamond, you got to go real deep. You got to go deep inside to get to the diamond. Because that's where the carbon is. This is where the atoms get together and they form. They form under pressure. I think we all can relate to pressure. We know when we're under pressure. That's when you're building the diamond. That's the diamond. So lots of things to think about. Begin to attune yourself. I really would encourage everybody to write their building code out, understand about the essence of who you are, know what the dark matter is, how are you contributing to the cosmic dark matter? Is there parts of you that you have let die and you just don't know how to call it back? You know? Every time that we go out, I want you to think about this, and you're interacting with people, whether you're in your home or you're out and about, you're going to work or school or just going to the grocery store, just going to the movies, you are making crop circles. Your energetic pattern is a crop circle. You're forming all of these different shapes. You're making crystal patterns. And you're connecting with soul grids all around. And you're crossing over vortexes each and every step that you take. Make it powerful for you. Make it enlightening for you. Make it healing for you. Make it loving for you. Crystalline and charge your battery. That's what the Spirit Quest was about tonight, to attune yourself to the frequencies around you. That's what you were doing. So those holograms that you've seen, and even that crystal you pulled, even though most of you said you felt this energy coming from it, but here's the real magic. That was your energy attuning itself to that. So you got a major tune-up tonight at a soul level. a major tune-up. So, I'll let you ask questions if you have questions, Esther.
I think that went on enough.
Yes. Well, I know that we probably will talk about this again when we do the other locations, but just about talking about the stones when they leave their natural habitat and how stones change properties, crystals change, they might change colors or they change something about themselves when they're not in kind of the natural place that you found them.
Yes. What happens is whenever you have a crystal, and one of the things, if you go into a Botanica or you go into a crystal store, you notice how you see them all kind of clumped together. Well, there, other than the obvious, there is a reason they keep these crystals clumped together. They keep the crystals clumped together because this is a soul grid of crystals that are together. They're in a soul group, these crystals. That's one of the reasons. So when they're in their soul group, they're going to keep their initial properties about them. When you take them home and you begin to mix with your energy and essence to it, a couple of things will happen. Some of you may notice that after working with your clear quartz crystal, that it starts to kind of get a smoky, kind of darker color. It changes color because of your frequency and vibration and your energy mixing with that crystal. That's how you know. That's your crystal. You've been able to put your energy in there. And a lot of times what the crystals do, particularly when it comes to clear quartz crystal, Herkimer diamonds, or any of those crystals that's in the quartz family, smoky quartz, rose quartz will do it as well too, is that what is actually happening is it is pulling out the dark matter in you in that crystal. So the crystals, what they do is they transfer energy. It's an exchange that goes on. It takes your energy, almost like the relationship we have with our plants and our trees, and it does that. It utilizes that energy and it sends it back to you. When you're working with your crystal correctly, you should be able to hold your crystal in one hand and feel a sensation. Hold it in your left hand and feel a different sensation. So the crystals will turn colors based upon the exchange and the level of energy of how you're working with it. And even crystals that you have around your house as well, too, those crystals will do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you think is the first thing that someone should do if they go out? Let's say we have Remix family in all of the locations that we're talking about. So let's say they go out and find some of the natural stones, you know, out in Mount Shasta, they get some blue opal. What would you say is the first thing they should do when they get that?
Well, one of the things I would say, it's not going to be anything different than even when you're going to pick up a crystal and let's say you're at a store. Some people say that you need to ask permission. I know this is big coming out of the Kahuna tradition, that you need to ask the island, you need to ask the land if it is okay if you take the crystal. I say that you really should find a divine connection that is leading you to say that you want to pick up the crystal, pick up the rock, pick up the stone, whatever it is, it should be divinely led, you know? A lot of times, if that is what you're looking for, the crystal will choose you. The stone will choose you. It's going to start calling you by your name. It's going to start calling your Ren name. It's going to say, hey, you need to pick me up. It will communicate with you. It's going to tell you. I have had crystals and rocks and stones do that to me. Mm-hmm. Hey, where you going? You need to take me with you. Really? Okay, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to take you with me. So it will begin to communicate with you. The crystal will talk to you. It will speak to you. And so as long as you stay in that essence with it and work in sort of harmony together, remember you're dealing with ancient spirits that's in there. Mm-hmm. So they're going to communicate with you. They're going to talk to you. They can. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Brother Rock.
Yeah, Brother Rock. So when you get ready to pick up Brother Rock, what do you think that one of the popular children things that came out was painting rocks, where they were painting faces on the rocks, you understand? Mm-hmm. Because at a higher level, the creator, the person who came up with that, it really is an ancient thing. It's not anything new. Of course, we know that. But they really had tapped into the frequency that these rocks and stuff were real. I remember having a conversation with Brother Bilal, and we were talking about the book Melanie, you know, the big crystal, the last testament of crystal fossils and everything. She's a scientist. She's a gemologist. And she also, she's a metaphysician, and she has the Crystal Bible, which is very thick. You can buy it on Amazon, probably get a used copy for like $100 or more, and it covers every single stone. Now, she is a rock. She is a crystal. Understand that. That's not no psychic powers you use. She can really communicate with these rocks on a whole different level. That's how she can break them down to that. But the only way that you can do that is if you, too, are a rock, a fossil, or a crystal.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. Yeah.
So... lots of powerful things out there. But, yeah, you should just really use that same thing when you're picking up a crystal, a rock, or really communicating with anything in nature, you know. You're not a thief. You're not a robber, because that's what happened with Blue Diamond. John Batty took his ass over to India and went over there for one thing, went up in the temple, seen this 100 and I want to say it was 121 carat blue diamond, and stole that shit. Took it. Stole it. Took it back to his country, and all hell broke loose. He tried to sell it to King Louis, one of the King Louis. It was cursed. And the Indian, when he stole it out the temple, the priest told him, oh, you do realize that that crystal is a lie. You think you stole something that was worth money and that was valuable to the world, but you don't have no understanding of what the hell you took and what you stole. And they have for years tried to do all kinds of shit to that blue diamond. They done cut it down. They done sold it to this person. They done passed it to this person. Matter of fact, there is even books on people who have suffered from the curse of the blue diamond. And right now, the blue diamond, which they call it the Hope Diamond, is in the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. And when Winston Churchill got it, he said, check this out. I'm not fucking with this. Y'all want me to mess with this? Are you crazy? Are you insane? So what he did is he donated it, you understand? He donated it to try to change some of that energy that is surrounded around the blue diamond. But the blue diamond is one of those things that you definitely have to have a pure heart and a clear mind when you're messing with it. It's energy, it's essence, and the power of the grid that it's connected to is of a very, very high frequency. When you look at nature and you just begin to think about the water and the sky, that encompasses everything that this whole cosmos is made of. So it taps into some very high vibrations. So he gave it to the Smithsonian Museum. And that's where the blue diamond is. And you will see droves of people stand in line for hours just to catch a damn glimpse.
Just to look at
the blue diamond. Of the blue diamond, and India still is having issues with the blue diamond. I want to say back in 1998 or whatever, it was some damn spies. They came and robbed one of the other temples, and sure enough, they asked for another blue diamond, and it was six policemen who were indicted. for helping steal some of the jewels of the blue diamond. So Google that. Google that. And interesting enough, when Winston got that blue diamond, he really wasn't messing with it. He took some brown paper, wrapped that shit up, and sent it with like $150 worth of insurance on it, and he didn't carry it. He mailed that shit and said, uh-uh, y'all can have it.
Right away. Yeah.
Y'all can have that. Yeah. Y'all can have that blue diamond. He already knew he wasn't in the position to mess with a blue diamond. truly, truly a precious thing. So,
yeah.
That's right, Erica. He knew ain't nobody had time for that. Ain't nobody had time for that.
Mm-mm.
So many different things that we can cover, and I really love talking about crystals and diamonds, and I wanted to stop. That was a good stopping point because we got so much more about Puerto Rico. When we get to Senegal, that's going to be a very big grid that we cover,
yes.
A vortex there. And then when we get to Mecca, that's another big grid that opened back up to begin to talk about it. So we'll do a part two. Plus, you guys love the Spirit Quest. So I'm going to putting together a whole show full of nothing but Spirit Quest. So y'all can Spirit Quest y'all ass to step. Not literally.
Not literally.
But y'all can definitely have fun going on Spirit Quest because I really enjoy them as well, too. It's a very spiritual journey for me when I do them as well. And so it does my heart well. Anytime I get any kind of feedback from the Spirit Quest and you guys are able to connect with it and the essence of it, and sometimes that is absolutely nothing. So it's not about comparison. It's not even about who has the best story, but it really is just about what it did for you. If you sat there and you listened and afterwards, it lifts your vibration and you could just really feel the frequency, the energy within yourself, then that is enough. For some of us, of course, we know we're the Remix family. Y'all some woo-woo-ass magic makers. And so, you know, y'all are seeing shit, hearing shit, feeling shit, knowing shit, doing shit, you know, on other dimensions while being on this one. All of that is beautiful as well, too. You know, all of it is there, you know. So any time, any information that I share, it really is to help bring us back to love. That's at the core essence about what I'm all about. I know that I am definitely one of those souls who came back to the planet in the school of love, which can be tough sometimes. That's a tough-ass school to be in. I don't know about the other schools. I have to go back and check out my records and see how I did in the mother classes. But I know this one. This one is a tough ass class, you know, and anybody that's in that university of love and being able to express it, receive it, share it, understand it, it can be challenging. And even when you heighten your sense of awareness, that could be a challenge too, because a lot of times you get to see shit that you really don't want to see. You know what I mean? Or you get to feel things that is very tough to feel, and know things that sometimes, I so don't want to know. So it's all about it's all about just staying on your path and staying on your journey and, you know, knowing that there's no way you can get off, even if you wanted to. You know, it's like that ride at the circus. If you've ever, well, not the circus, I'll say at the amusement park, once they put down that little thing and the roller coaster ride starts going up, you can't get your ass off.
It's,
You can't until the ride stops. So know that you're always on your path. Know at the end of the day, everybody is doing the very best that they can, the very best that they can. And, you know, As it was once told for me, start where a person is at and not where you want them to be. And that person is you. Not somebody else. That's you. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have certainly enjoyed the show tonight, Esther. I want to thank you so much for, you know, coming on and hosting here in the Remix.
Thank you.
It's always a joy to sit side by side along with all of you amazing brothers and sisters from around the world. I love you guys so much. Readings are coming up this week. My thumb is doing a little better, so
good.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. We have the priestesshood class coming up, self-invested coming up.
Yes.
And I have readings coming up, and it's always a joy. I always get so much out of the reading. So I so look forward to that. And by the way, I will say this, anybody who, you guys don't have to stop contacting me for readings, because you know that there's amazing sisters that's about to start doing readings. So you can still come, and we're still putting your name on the list. So if you want to get a reading, still send the emails to questionforblue@gmail.com, and Sister Manya will definitely send you back all the information. And I'm so excited about all of these sisters, these women, and everything that they have to bring to the world. They are simply amazing. The sisterhood, the priestesshood, is a powerful part of my journey. And so I'm really, really honored to, you know, be connected with that as well as self-invested. It's growing leaps and bounds, and so many things are coming up. And it's just an honor to work side by side and to be connected with all of you guys. I don't think I get to say that enough. For you guys, but it really is. This is a big part of what keeps me going and doing my work, is to be able to learn and to share with you guys. I also want to tell you guys that there is a show that's coming up of a brother, and he's coming out of the UK. And he was recently on a TED Talk. And I'm so excited about the show. I haven't put it up yet, but I am going to put it up pretty early. Me and Esther was just talking about this tonight. And the show is going to be on the 15th. So we will have a show on Friday the 13th, of course. But it will be a show on the 15th, which is this coming up Sunday. He's coming on, and he's going to be coming live from the UK. And so that's going to be amazing. Also, I want you guys to check out David Banner's video, if you haven't, on YouTube. He has a new project that he's working on called Walking with God. And you can see the series on YouTube. If you go watch it, it's really, really interesting. I love it. I have a special kind of love for David Banner and really love this direction he's in. And where he's moving. And if you heard about it here on the Remix, we go over there. You know, leave him a little note and just say that you were sent here by the Remix and Miss Blue. Let him know. Let him know that you came to check it out for that reason. So I believe it's on YouTube, or you can go to his official website. But it's called Walking with the Gods, and that's really powerful. I want to give a shout out to the sister and brother also in Belize. From the Forgotten Foods.
Oh, yes. Special shout out to them. I got my products.
Oh,
woo!
Yay!
Yes.
Yes.
Much
yes,
love
yes.
to you all. Yes. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes. So you guys want to go to the Forgotten Foods Remembered and definitely check them out. They have the product that was inspired by, I say, all of us. It's called Blue Magic.
Blue
and
Magic.
Yes,
yes it
in
is.
The chat, Bessie in the chat room, Crystal Quartz, is saying, yes, Blue Magic is popping. And
poppin'.
No joke, the Brother Barentune they talked about, it took him 3 years almost to come up with that recipe. And the inspiration, of course, was me, which is also all of us. Yeah, that Blue Magic is off the chain. So if you're a healer, a magic maker, that Blue Magic is for you to get you some of that. And they have so many goodies over there. So go check them out. Give them some love and show them some love. Don't forget, for those of you who wanted to donate and show your love and support for Brother Bobby Hemet, do that as well, too. You know, make sure you go over to, I believe it's youcaring.com, Bobby Hemet. That should be available Monday or Tuesday, as Queen Linda said. And if you guys, a lot of angelic angel energy coming back online. If you do not have the stimulus packet by Brother Bobby Hemet, you can contact him at 678-358-1055 and request that. Request the stimulus packet. Right now, all the other packets are not available as of yet. Brother Bobby and Queen Linda are still just enjoying their time of where they are on their soul grids at this time. But she's able to fulfill those requests, and it's a great way to show your love and support for Brother Bobby. So you want to 678-358-1055. And request a stimulus check from Brother Bobby. And don't forget, Kim decks go out. I know a lot of you have gotten your Kim decks and you're downloading the Know Your Magic audio workbook as well. We need to, it's time to do some of those shows too. We have so much stuff we can do, so many goodies, you know, so many things that we're going to do. And by the way, I've gotten all of you guys' emails. I've gotten your message from third person, fourth person, fifth person. We did a show last year where we did a letter and we were supposed to reopen the letter at the beginning of the year. And yes, I want to kind of go back over and touch on some of those things. And but open your letters and let us know. Open your letters. I didn't open mine. But yes, I'll go back over and definitely remember to stay true to that and keep in tune with that as well. Well, soul grids, everybody, and crystal vibrations. I just want to remind you to download, and, you know, have an amazing week, and just love you guys. All right. So much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to you guys out there. I hope you enjoyed the share. If you like it, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook and leave a message. As well, if you love it. And leave a message if you love it. And if you like it on iTunes, like it on Twitter, you know, like it all over. Would love to hear from you guys. And we're going to get ready to get out of here. And maybe we'll play something as we get ready to go out the door. This is something I haven't heard in a long time.
Oh,
had to mix it up just a little bit for you. Just a little bit for you.
When I'm nervous, I have this thing, yeah, I talk up. It's like I need to tell someone, anyone to listen, and that's where I seem to mess up. Yeah, I forget about the
consequences.
For a minute there, I lose my senses. And in the heat of the moment, my mouth starts going, the words start flowing. But I never meant to hurt you. I know it's time that I learned to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down, and I feel so bad about it. I guess karma comes back around, 'cause now I'm the one that's hurting, yes. And I hate that I made you think, yes, that the trust we had is broken. So don't tell me you can't forgive me,
Constellations. Where am I? Am I a purpose drawn or a purpose spawned as a vagabond? I wonder as I wander these streets with hands in pockets and shades engraved to eye sockets as rocks prepare your heavenly skies. Futuristically, I seek answers through cancer's eyes to revitalize thoughts of who I am. Was I a slave to this earth as a project of Area 51 confiscated by Uncle Sam in desperation the calendar years to seek my fam? Or to fight the wars in these streets between your airy spears to comfort rain sheets of Gemini's tears cast down through gazillions of light years. Submerged in pain, grain through sharp shears, leaving shallow blood stains and tears. Where have I been? A stargazing at amazing things displayed in your heavenly bodies of bliss. Conjured up since Genesis, seeking sentences and revelations swallowed in the abyss of timelessness guilt trips. Who am I? Where do I exist? In the midst of astrology telling me that by the positions of the planet, sun, and moon, and earth, sky, that I am a bison that sits high in your sky. Where do I come from? Was I dropped off by slave ships or placed there by spaceships to harvest this planet we take for granted? Social security numbers evolve with the economy as astrology configures 365 days of my lifetime multiplied by 30 years of my lifeline. Wondering where do I align the skies as Milky Way galaxies drift beyond me? Vacuuming my soul into the sky so satellites read me. Constellations, I need you to feed me. Show me where I need to be. I keep asking these questions from deep within my psyche about who I might be. Am I a leader or a follower? A prophet to poetry or a peddler selling sin to the popularity? Am I what needs to exploit the sins of men, women, and children seeking redemption on earthly lawns, sky washing and waiting earth's end? Or is it a matter of time before they are swallowed whole by their earthly sins? Was I put here to seek salvation or solemn in tears of the devil's temptations? Do I
timepiece somewhere in time. The night skies of genius, erections of females falling from Venus, trailing drip drops of trails of semen, trails of males on Mars, shooting stars of aspirations. To figure the difference between us as she swells, crossing X and Y chromosomes at 9 months accuracy to expel hidden mythological tales that give details about humanitarian inhabitants around me. Stars connect, but neglect to tell me what my need is here by the writings on your lunar moon. And if I'm here to fulfill that purpose soon, you speak during your chains of shifts, during the seasons, accumulating reasons by the chains of your moons. But what are you trying to tell me that I need to know before I succumb? Poison the discretions of death's balance sheet to keep this world stable as it shifts tables to Libra scale systematically, mathematically, and climatically. I try telepathically to communicate with your body of stars through satellite dishes, sending messages through Pisces fishes with liquid eyes so wide as they swim by in nearby open skies. I try reading them as the solar system orbits by, while conversing with Gemini's twin about why she cries. Sagittarius, I must tell you that Aquarius tried to drown me, Leo tried to devour me, and Capricorn tried to stab me with his horns because I asked them what I am and what am I from. Can you please help me? Discover me? Answer me. Do I have an unearthly name, or is it pronounced the same as the one I have earthly gained? Am I a gift from heaven here to speak to the people, teach the people, or just be amongst the people? I've met so many life forms that are intelligent, yet still irrelevant and negligent to the truth. I'm not sure if I should speak unconsciously, writing poetry, babbling as I did with crowns as a youth, drooling on silver moons through a deciduous tooth, or should I speak silently, leaving messages scribed on bathroom walls and phone booths? I do not just trust Scorpio, who stung me with her tail so unholy. She has tainted me with lust so the virgin Virgos could seduce me and drain everything bestowed to me. So I ask God to show me. He just told me, look heavenly through telescope yokes and light the path to darkness with the brightness that refracts off the moon parallel to moons in my bedroom, gradually enlightening me spiritually to share these pieces of me. Where am I? Do I even exist? Or is this a dream that drifts outside my body? Where do I come from? Am I a earthly or a mystery placed in someone else's body? Constellations and astrologers telling me no answers to try to help solve me. So through poetry, I give all of me, hoping that all constellations of astrology will accept all of me. Constellations, are you accepting all of me? Help me find me. Constellations of astrology.
The bad ones and the good ones.
just a sweet mother cry dancing, foot to the floor, deep in my heart. Put your hands on my heart. And I never was smart with love, and it's a bad one. I'm gonna love you like I'm indestructible. Your love is so magnetic and it's taking over. This is hard tough. Ooh, and I'm gonna love you like I've never been hurt before. I'm gonna love you like I'm indestructible. Your love is so magnetic and it's taking over. This is hard tough.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Mm-hmm.